InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Well, as I said over the weekend, Sunday night, and on Monday, all the signs are now beginning to appear that Trump is positioning the pieces into place to purge or coup Zelensky, the Ukrainian globalist puppet dictator. And the footage I just showed you is literally the air raid sirens going off in Kiev last week while people demonstrate and fight the police in the streets. So it would be very good for Zelensky to be removed. He is a tyrant, and for them to hold free and open elections. And Putin has said that if that was announced, he would stop the war right away, would even negotiate to pull back out of most of the country. But he wants a deal with the United States that NATO will never take over. And he said, you can have Ukraine, you can have the minerals, you can have the oil and gas, you can have it all, but not NATO and not Europe. And they want the United States, this has been out for since Trump got in 6 months ago, to come in. A lot of people say, well, we're not an empire, and that's not what we're supposed to do. Really, we're not an empire. If the United States does not go in there and take that over, the EU and NATO are going to continue to try to get control of it and continue to start a war with Russia. And the fact that the Russians would even do a deal and have said they would with Trump, as long as it's inked, even though they know Trump will be gone someday, they believe that will give them the standing. But that is a big concession. Because if anybody's got claims on Ukraine other than Ukrainians, it's the Russians. I mean, they're like two brothers or something. It's not even debatable. I mean, Russia started there 1,000 years ago. Well, they're called Slavs because this Orthodox priest spread Orthodox Christianity all over the area and they converted, and he was called Slav the Wise. And the Slavs are called Slavs because of that guy. Look it up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So Russia wants Western expansion and missiles off its damn border. But they're not even saying, you know, pull them out of all the other countries surrounding them. Hypersonic missiles that can take out their defensive missiles. They're just saying, just stop. And the Kremlin has said to Trump's threats of 100% tariffs, they said, look, we're already under total tariffs. It's made our economy stronger. We're immune to your sanctions. And Russia officially has asked the Trump administration not to remove sanctions on their companies. Now, they have asked to let Russians more easily fly to the U.S. and things like that that harasses their citizens. But it is a true case of that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Like, I don't support Jim Crow or making blacks use different bathrooms or go to the back of the restaurant to buy takeout food from the back door. Terrible system, but blacks had lower illegitimacy than whites until Jim Crow was gotten rid of. And they had their own nice hotels and nice restaurants and nice cleaners, doctors, colleges, everything, because that which didn't kill them only made them stronger. Now, when the government got involved with blacks in the 60s, they now have the worst demographic for everything, including not living very long, terrible test scores, massive illegitimacy, almost 80%, like that. And all the other groups are following the same trend as well. And you're like, what's that have to do with Russia? Well, I mean, it's like Russia's being oppressed, and it's gotten stronger because it has to do things itself. And America can learn from that. I mean, it's not isolationism, it's independence. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure to share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Of incredible transformation. Good is awakening. Evil is panicking. The great clash of the ages deciding the future of our species is now here. All right, my friends, thank you for joining us on this July 30th, 2025 Wednesday transmission. I come to you from the embattled under siege InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Let me tell you what is coming up. It's always almost impossible for me to not just tell you about something and then I actually get into the story, but I'm going to do this right now and then I'm going to come back and go through all of it. Trump has publicly come out. And he'd been even stronger and said it's time to indict Obama, the traitor, for treason. And this morning, he talked to the Gateway Pundit reporter and said, yes, we need to impeach Obama so that he can be indicted. So you have to impeach him, strip him of the title of president. You can do that retroactively. You can do that posthumously meaning he's not in office, strip him of the immunity. It's 100% cut and dry, as Attorney David Schoen, a top lawyer, has stated. It's cut and dry. And it also needs to be done to Biden. And I'm telling you, they're going after Hillary, they're going after Comey, Brennan, all of them. That's coming up. And I mean, they have every intention of indicting their asses. And they don't need to strip them of presidential immunity because they don't have it. So, kind of a big deal. We've got that video of Trump saying it more. We also have Robert Barnes here yesterday calling for it and saying that's the way to do it. And again, I want to be very clear. I don't say this to sound holy or magnanimous or... No, I'm serious. We don't want Obama indicted, defrocked of his presidential title and protections, and then indicted out of vengeance or out of hatred. We don't want James Comey indicted out of vengeance or hatred, or any of them, John Brennan and the rest of the crew, though I do loathe them. We don't fight and go after the enemy because we hate them. It's because we love our families and our culture and our freedom, and we must. You indict the kingpins. You indict just one of them and all of their minions that are still battling on more viciously than ever, attacking this country, attacking sovereignty, attacking any other sovereign individuals, attacking Trump's key supporters. I mean, they're more frantically attacking me. and everybody else. Everybody from General Flynn to Mike Lindell to, you know, MTG to Tucker Carlson. So they have not given up. And they must be crushed. This is not about vengeance. It's not even about justice, though it is justice and justice needs to be done. It's about survival. We are not in the old political system where the uniparty, Republicans and Democrats, fought over power, but, you know, didn't go after their kingpins because they wanted basically immunity to do whatever they wanted. They'd burn a few low-level people here and there to keep up the illusion of not living under a uniparty dictatorship. So that's where we are right now. This must be done. There is no way, if they don't start indicting these people and dismantling the entire deep state, not enough to cut their money off. I mean, they've already made some big gains, but not enough. We've wounded the enemy politically, but they're not lethal wounds. I'll put it to you this way. If we keep pressing the attack, they won't be able to tend to the wounds that actually are grievous. But we got to press the attack. We got to politically, nonviolently plunge double-edged daggers into their carotid arteries and just stab, 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 stab. Nonviolently, politically. That is an analogy I was using. But we need to, with direct force, plunge. Plunge, 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 plunge. It's good therapy. So, or they're going to chemicalize all your sons and cut their dicks off. Okay? They're going to take all your children, the CPSs, and hand them over to pedophiles. That's their plan. They are going to absolutely poison you with fluoride and deadly shots. They are going to rain down aluminum dioxide and barium and other radioactive isotopes. They are going to just run around starting giant wars and releasing bioweapons and locking you in your house to starve to death and defunding the police and pumping in fentanyl. They want to murder you. They are a satanic death cult. And if you study civilizations throughout history, they'll be stoic, they'll be strong. You know, there's a death penalty for infidelity. That's how the Romans started. It's how all those cultures started. It's how the Jews started. And then by the end of it, whether it's the Babylonians or the Jews or the Egyptians or the Druids or the Aztecs, by the end of their system, they are literally sacrificing children, drinking blood, raping children on top of idols. Every culture, Asians, Africans, whites, every group's done it. There's a big thing the white supremacists, the anti-Jew people push. And they go and they show like mainline history books and things about all these different Jewish sects throughout the Middle East, you know, sacrificing children and all that. And then the Jewish groups come out and say, that's blood libel. We don't do that. And of course, there's been all sorts of Jewish Satan cults. But everybody's got them. I'm not defending Jews. I'm not attacking Jews. It is a historic fact that in the decline of civilization or society, culture, it always reverts to this. And you're like, where does it come from? And it always ends with raping children in public, torturing them, draining their blood, and then killing them. Usually throwing them on a fire. So that's the reality of, and it's a sick spiritual mind virus. And you see it all around you. And it always leads to collapse, total war, and destruction. Look at the Germany and the U.S. in the 20s brought on a depression, and then it conjures things like Adolf Hitler. So we're going to be getting into more of that today. So that's one of the stacks. Some of the detail here when we come back after the break. Breaks up for 14 minutes, but kind of a big deal. Also, Patel found thousands of sensitive Trump Russia probe documents set aside burn bags in secret room at FBI. They're getting ready to release the details of those. Ghislaine Maxwell's request for immunity in exchange for testimony denied in stunning twist. Oh, she was going to spill the beans on Trump, we were told, but there was nothing there because Trump would never go be compromised and be with children. A, that's not what he's into. That's well known. B, you think Trump wants to be set up and in a cult? No, he wants to run things. I mean, that's just ridiculous. He would never go to Russia and land and say, take me to a hotel and have KGB hookers piss on me. I mean, it's just, of course, that wasn't true either. But I was saying, all last week, I said, everybody freaking out that they're sending the DOJ to talk to Maxwell. I said, it doesn't look good. But I said, I don't think they're going to give her immunity, and I don't think this pardon's going to come down like people think. They're just pumping her for more information on Gates and Bill Gates and you know, Bill Clinton and, you know, oh, the Harvard head and all the hundreds of them and the Larry Summers. And she sung like a canary for 2 days. And then she said, I want immunity to testify. And they said, no, you're not getting it. Because we already know all that. So, they would have brought stuff out on Trump. If they had it. And then we go back to 23 days ago when Trump started throwing fits. And we say, why did he act so guilty? Well, if you actually look at the way he was acting pissed off because he found out they stuck in the FBI files they hadn't turned over a bunch of innuendo and recycled BS. And now, as I predicted, that's coming out that that's what's in there. So I am very pleased at this point that it's looking like what the evidence showed and what common sense stated, that Trump is clean. Oh, but gosh, did he handle it wrong. And he's 79, folks. He's still really smart, but he's operating on adrenaline and will. And I can tell you, people around him and close to him, he works too much. He works like 20 hours a day. He is getting more and more angry. And I mean, can you imagine being through what he's been through in 9 years and being 79? It's just phenomenal he's alive. I mean, the guy's a bull. And if they can kill the old man or break him with the pressure, we are in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, I did just refer to Trump like he's Don Corleone, but he's not, you know, the head of the New York Mafia. He's the head of a beachhead desperate attempt to save this damn country. And that's why I will never pull punches when he's making mistakes, in my view. Because I'm in the game, I'm focused, I've got all the sources, and I'm 51. And he has got so much going on, he's not read in on so many things that are going on. People think he has more advanced knowledge than other people. He doesn't even take the CIA briefings and things most of the time, because he knows it's a bunch of crap. He tries to figure it out himself. And that's why we're able to get him information on a daily basis. I mean, Roger went and spent 7 days with him, off and on, and with the administration, saying, you need to go out and order all the stuff released. Who cares if they've got lies about your wife? Just put it out. He's like, fine, do it. And then Roger read him in on it and all the rest of it and said, so you need to respond more when they ask you about it. And he did that in the last few days. People are like, oh, okay, yeah. So it's just an example of what's really going on with Trump. So we got that coming up. We have J.D. Vance again and Congress and Trump calling out the EU and the UK for their horrible censorship that they're now trying to extend to the U.S. That's great news. And now they're saying, okay, they'll back off on it because Trump's threatening tariffs. 8.8 magnitude quake, the biggest in decades, strikes off Russia's far east. Tsunami waves reach Japan and Hawaii and California. We'll be looking at some of those maps and some of those tsunamis that came in. We've also got an excellent breakdown on Fox dealing with the EU central bank digital currency and how dangerous that is and how they're able to launch it. It will, like a black hole, suck us into it as well and basically form the foundation of the new global currency. We've got more incredible judicial activism by Obama judges, always. There was a few Clinton ones, but it's like 95% of the time Obama judges. And I mean, the new stuff they're doing is so flagrant. They're not blocking Trump initiatives now. They're blocking Trump initiatives that have passed Congress and are law. Article 3 courts have no say on that. There's not even cases in front of them. Not a class action suit, nothing. And, oh, Congress just pulled the funding, didn't allot the money to Planned Parenthood with the $500 million for just the next year. And so they're trying to order Congress to pay? What? Some district judge now writes the law and passes them. Did you know that? These people are lunatics. And the Israeli settlers are editing in. Mike Huckabee is an avowed Christian Zionist. He's an ardent supporter of Israel. He is over there probably 3-4 months a year. He's the U.S. ambassador to Israel. And he's been giving speeches and writing letters to the Jewish settlers and saying, please stop burning down the churches and killing the Christians. And their answer is, they put out an official letter, we're going to drive all Gentiles out of here. Huh. And Huckabee's like, hey, you know, we got a big business here getting billions of dollars from Christians on Fox News ads everywhere saying, send money to the settlers. You know, you don't need to burn the last church that's 2,000 years old there in the West Bank. And they issued a statement. And they said, yeah, we're going to, every Gentile is, you know, is got to be an enemy. And Huckabee's like, you're not supposed to tell people that. Be quiet. We're giving their money. And they just said, F you. That's hilarious. Now, look, all the Jews over there are not like that, okay? And you've got, you know, just people protesting in the streets, and it's totally insane. But newsflash, 2,000-year-old churches, Coptic churches, Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, you know, those guys have never attacked you and aren't going to attack you. Maybe Jews got some beef with Catholics, but I mean, what does the Orthodox Church or the Coptics do to you? You know, like, you know, they're pretty friendly. You know, it's a nice tourist attraction. You know, once you've driven all the Muslims out and everything, it's not, have some nice little cute churches. Nope, got to burn those down. Foaming at the mouth. Wait till I read what the groups are saying. They just hate everybody that's not Jewish so much that they're willing to lose billions of dollars that's sent by churches all over the United States, mainly Protestant, Christian Zionist churches. That's what they are in the Bible Belt. I mean, even medium-sized churches send $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 a year to Israel, right to those settlers. And those settlers are like, give us the money. And if I see a Christian around here, I'm gonna kill him. So we're supposed to just sit here and go along with that. No, I don't like those foaming-at-the-mouth Jewish settlers that are Jewish extremists, supremacists. And I also don't like the Muslims who say anyone that's not a Muslim, they're allowed, or kafirs, or subhuman, they're allowed to rape us, kill us, capture our wives and daughters, put them into sex slavery. That's what the Muslims do. That's Islam. You know, the harams. And I'm just like, dude, I don't like your Middle Eastern cultures. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, they invented a lot of stuff over there, and you had some reform times and pretty art. And some, I'm not saying all the Muslims are fully Orthodox. But Muhammad was a slaver in Mecca at the crossroads, and he took a bunch of different books and mixed them together as a way to have a military force to take over. And the Quran says black people are subhuman. And on and on and on. But notice the black Muslims don't want you to read that in the Quran. And I'm not going to have Ilhan Omar, who doesn't think she's black. She's just from a famous slaver family. Slaver dynasty, royalty. And she's a mean old snapping turtle waving her finger at me, telling me to be guilty because I'm white. And I'm like, listen, lady, I don't come from slaver families that are currently running slaves. Okay. So take your ugly ass and go back to your hellhole and shut up, scumbag. You filthy, disgusting worm. You are filthy. You just are just a rat-like creature in your activities and who you are, and you look like a witch. The cover of the book matches the content. So you take your evil, elitist, wicked ass, your warlord ass, and you get out of my country. We've got all the top Somalis on TV in a pledge. I don't care about America. I'm going to send money to our homeland, Somalia. And America sucks, and white people suck, and white people commit all the crime, and we're well then you take your anti-human, blacks are subhuman, garbage, and whites are subhuman. Everybody's subhuman, but you understand how arrogant the Somalis are, folks. Because even before Islam existed, they were the pirate slaving capital, selling black slaves to different parts of the world. Now, the Romans were not racist. They, like, whoever was tough and smart, they liked. But they did not import black slaves to Rome. They were very rare. They imported Germans, French, and English from Albion, Gaul, Visigoths, Ostrogoths. So, no. If you had to pick one group in the world that are dyed-in-the-wool slavers, it is the Somalis. And they are proud of it, we'll tell you. They believe they're going to rule the world.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue?
because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the car.
Laying down the tyrants and bullies.
Information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
And radio.
And radio.
And the car.
Better look out.
And rats. And radio. And the car.
Love me some Clutch. They're big fans. Animal Chivalry.
Many years ago, and ministry and so many more, we've influenced.
Coming at you live!
Coming at you live! lie.
Sorry, not a Clutch fan, folks. I am. It's okay. Coming at you live. I'm live. So are you. That's why you're tuning in, because you are at the tip of the spear. We are in it together. All right. Again, I want to be 100% clear with everyone, especially long-time listeners know this. You don't need to be told it, but new listeners need to know this. I don't blame anybody that hears that there's deep state indictments coming forever and then it never happens, and so no one believes it's going to happen. I'm the guy saying it was pure bull in the first Trump administration and all the rest of it. And RFK, you know, was, cousin's going to come back from the dead, JFK Jr., and all that lunatic asylum stuff. I told you that the first attorney general was absolutely a wimp and in over his head. And, oh, no, Sessions is going to. And I went right down the line of the big mistakes Trump made and who he brought in and all the rest of it. This time, he's got a team. Maybe 10% of Trump's team was good in the first administration, and by the end of it, they got rid of basically everybody. Everybody just ran off or got indicted or, you know, sued to oblivion. And the people that wouldn't leave, they put in prison, like Navarro and others who were back. Now, I'd say at the top, he's got about 90% good guys in. And he's created task forces that they're now calling strike forces. That's the real technical name. Where they've got all these agencies and all these angles, and they're looking at every level. And they're going to hit low level, mid level, and high level. They're not going to wait and go to the bottom and work up. They're not going to go to the top and work down. They're going to hit the bottom, the middle, and the top. And it's already begun. And they're getting their ducks in a row, and they're releasing all these documents to prepare the ground, or poison the well is what it's called. And unlike the Democrats putting out lies about Trump before all their indictments and lawfare, this stuff's all meat and potatoes. This is all stuff that is really cut and dry. And I have been told, even before he got back in, he's got people coming in that have every intention of going for the jugular. And I've talked to those people, and I'll just stop there. And I've been like, quite frankly, I don't, you know, I want InfoWars defended, but I'd rather, you know, take out the main, you know, capital ships here in the war, because they're going to get us all if we don't get them. And it's like, no, 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 they got sloppy with you. We're going to hit them at every level. So give us everything. I'm like, okay, sure, there you go. So, and I mean, they're busy little beavers. Billions of dollars has been allotted to two task forces, strike forces people know about. But there are some other strike forces, and they have every intention and the mission to indict. And this weaponization of the government task force, that's what the government weaponization is, the people task force, to stop that, has jurisdiction all over the country and can bring it where it wants, not in D.C. And this new one of this treason task force, criminal conspiracy, treasonous conspiracy task force, has the mission to indict. So, will we see all these indictments? I don't know. They could kill Trump tomorrow. Who knows what they'll do to the people on the task force going after him? I mean, we're dealing with the mafia here. And these people do some really nasty stuff. Their favorite thing is to come to your house, taser everybody, and then they kill your wife and kids, and then kill you, and then it's in the news, you know, it's a murder-suicide. That's one of their favorite things to do. Or they just send some lunatic to your house to kill you. So, I mean, look, understand, everybody wants to go to war with the deep state? Well, if you want to go to war with them, you better know what war means. And by the way, I am at war with them. I know they're not backing down. They're not giving us quarter, we're not giving them quarter. By the way, if you don't know the terms of chivalry, quarter means that you're finally beating somebody and you got them on the ground before the fight, you know, you can have classic fist fight and the rules of it, or you can have a fight with clubs, and it's understood you could die, but it's not a guarantee, but you accept you could be killed. And then you've got fights with swords or spears or the rest of it, and classic jousting. That's just middle age gladiatorial activity, but it was free men doing it to settle scores and things like that. So they'd have to have full wars, just have the top guys fight. It's like the movie El Cid. That's a true story. Why have the kingdoms all kill each other? We'll just have our two champions fight, and that'll decide who gets this disputed area. Pretty good way to do it. So, oh my God, Spanish history is just, I probably read 10 books on it, medieval Spanish history. Whew, total. I mean, you're like, you can read a Conan the Barbarian book, but it's real. I mean, just wild stuff, folks, but side issue. All of it's amazing, but Spanish history is just amazing. And so, but segueing, quarter means, all right, this is a lethal battle, say on jousting with horseback. But if somebody's knocked off and really hurt, and it's got a spear halfway through them, if they take the handkerchief off their side and throw it down of their family colors, or tap out, like in UFC, say, I give up, you give up. But then you've got jousting where people are really pissed off and they say, no quarter given, no quarter received. And that means once you knock the person off and jump down with your battle axe or your sword, you don't give them quarter, you go and hack their head off. Well, newsflash, the globalists ain't giving us quarter. So we weren't looking for this fight, but we're in it, so we politically have to go all the way. If you want to show a really, and it's a true story, excellent movie, you know, I can't stand Matt Damon. I mean, he's a good actor, but just knowing he's such a piece of crap, it's hard to watch anything he does. But The Last Duel, that's a true story, witnessed by like, you know, 250,000 people. And British historians, all of it. And they finally started to outlaw it after that. But remember the old Wild Wild West, till the 1890s and stuff in Texas, they wouldn't arrest you for dueling. In fact, some areas got to still have dueling on the books. It's legal. And, oh, you got a dispute? Let's just go out here and we'll have a referee and we'll walk out 40 paces and turn and shoot each other. We had founding fathers kill each other in duels. President Jackson survived a bunch of them. But my point is that they're not giving us quarter. And so we didn't start this. We didn't do this. And it's not like they just want to run things and be the boss. No, they literally want to poison our water and cut our children up in medical experiments. And it's just ridiculous. Here, let's go ahead and roll this scene here. Now, this is a true story from The Last Duel. This is, 600 years ago in Paris, France. Here it is. And for radio listeners who can't see it, this is when they're already off their horses. Now they're fighting hand to hand with knives and swords. And this guy raped his wife and took his land because he knew how to kiss the king's ass. And of course, course, everybody's jealous of the war hero, just like they were that Nazis were jealous of Erwin Rommel. It gets repeats over and over again. Then, of course, the war hero wins. This is all written about the time. It went on for like 45 minutes.
Cruise me at Lita.
Cut it down with the movie.
Thank God.
See that dagger? It's a triangle because it goes through armor. It's a spike. This is where we are with the deep state right now. And Trump is on top of them, so are we. We have to politically do what must be done. Or they're going to kill us. I mean, in my case, literally.
Confess!
Confess to me.
Caruso, there was no rape. There was no rape. There was no rape.
In the name of God, and on the peril of damnation of my soul, I am innocent of the crime.
Then you be damned.
That's how I killed him. Spike in the brain. And then they began to pass laws to stop duels to death. We didn't end it in Texas till 1890s. Now, that's what's going on here, people. So that's what the Trump administration needs to know. They do know that. We have to politically destroy them, legally and lawfully, nonviolently. Or America and the world goes under the New World Order death cult. Very simple. So I'm all in. What about you? I mean, they're going to keep attacking us anyways. Might as well fight. I mean, you know, I mean, they're not going away till we deal with them. So Trump has come out with a new statement on Truth Social and on X. It's time to indict Obama the traitor for treason. Yes. And he's beating that drum. And here he is. President Trump tells Gateway Pundit what he thinks of impeaching Obama for leading the Russian collusion hoax. They keep saying collusion hoax. It was a coup to try to remove him and say all of his supporters were Russian agents and persecute people and use the CIA and other groups domestically on me and a bunch of other folks. And it went on raiding Mar-a-Lago and covering up the laptop and stealing elections. And I told you it needs to extend into 2024. And it is, like I told you a month ago. You've now seen the director of the CIA, the FBI head, all of them told you, no, we're going after everything. So the statute of limitations is not over. Yeah, Comey and them perjuring themselves, that's past the statute, not all this other stuff. It has to be done. We are finally sitting on top of them politically with the spike above them. And they're and right now, the Trump admin has yet to start. And they're going to try to block it and pull their games and all the rest of it, stage false flags. But we'll get that in there if we try. Just politically nonviolently, ram it into their brain. Now, attack, 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 attack. Stop taking it. Good God, how much BS are we going to deal with here? It's called self-preservation, for heaven's sakes. We don't have a choice here. This isn't about vengeance. It's not about justice. It's about survival. And of course it's justice. Because justice is about having civilization. It is about having a social contract. It is about evil knowing that it's got a very good chance, if it does bad stuff, it's going to get thrown in prison. And as I said decades ago, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they got one, and now they're getting it, aren't they? And we can't hesitate at our moment of victory. So stop calling it the Russia collusion hoax. It's the coup plot against America and the American voters to set up a domestic police state to, quote, purge MAGA. It's a totalitarian cult of satanic lunatics trying to start a damn nuclear war and fraud us with military-age men from the most dangerous, barbarous shitholes on the planet. And shipping in fentanyl and cutting off our energy supplies and harassing our farmers. These people hate our guts. They don't want to run the country and have success and share in everybody's success, like Trump. They are chicken shits that love control over people because they hate themselves subconsciously and they project their inner suicidal, nihilistic, loser mentality onto us. And we're not the losers. Look at Pelosi. Look at John Podesta. Look at Obama. Look at King Charles. Look at Klaus Schwab. Look at Bill Gates. They are scum, and they know they're scum. And they don't like those of us that are strong and have will and have real power. That's why we don't use our power, because we innately have the power. And we have a governor on the power. They don't have real power. It's why they want power, because they don't know what power is. Power is responsibility. Power is a burden. Leadership is a weight. But because they've never had the crown of leadership, they ever seek it. And think leadership is putting your thumb on people. No, leadership is setting people free by example. And because you're so exceptional, you're going to lead people into greater exceptionalism. That is leadership. Leadership is sacrificing yourself for the species, for the greater good of the future generations, because your ancestors were like that, and you want to follow in their footsteps as great men and women. That is fulfilling. That's what your soul wants. It's what your cells want. It's what your guts want. It's what your very sinews demand. But they are of their father, the devil, so they don't understand real power. And they're threatened by those that have power. They want to poison everybody with fluoride and 5G and GMO, so you got a bunch of stunted, diseased, sick people, so you can rule an empire of wasting zombies? You want to be the god kings of zombie land? Wow! You're sick. Here's Trump talking to the Gateway Pundit.
Have a good time.
Yeah, thanks so much. Mr. President, what would you consider biggest accomplishments following Scotland? Is it the new trade deal? It talks about the new leader.
Well, the trade deal is a fantastic thing. They're making our country very rich. Our country is very, very rich. It's about time somebody did it.
Mr. President, do you think that Congress should start impeachment proceedings against Barack Obama?
Well, it's not an impeachment. He's out of office.
He did both.
But they should do something, because you have to recognize the wrong that they've done. That can never be allowed to happen again.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll come back with Robert Barnes predicting that's where this is going yesterday. But here's the new big sale. I did a big update on the Democrats and all the top evil Democrat law firms, the top ones, Paul Weiss, Wilkie Farr, all of them, the top most evil, sanctioned, exposed, you know, Kamala Harris's husband, just, you know, coming at us. Everybody sees us survive. Oh, he'll be just fine. You know, and I'm like literally in the gladiator. Blah, 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 and it's like, they just keep pouring more money, more attacks at us. We're like barely holding them off. It's like, oh, Jones, congratulations. You beat them all. No, I'm only as strong as you are backing me. You figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to the AlexJonesStore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection. All of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Booster Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything. All of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. There are no excuses. You need to try our ultramethylene blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. It's the same thing in the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit, either the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like it's. I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's just, it's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Right back. Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Economy. The victories have been phenomenal. They have been devastating the globalists. But some big challenges this week and into next week are so critical. I'll be getting into next segment. But back to this indicting Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Hillary, and having an impeachment of Obama. People don't understand this. And it should be Biden, too. You can have an impeachment after they're out of office and strip them of their presidency and their immunity. And that's what David Schoen, who people think Alan Dershowitz is the best lawyer in the country. I mean, he's definitely smart. Everybody that knows is David Schoen. And who is a listener, by the way. I'll leave it at that. But the point is that it's cut and dry. It needs to be done. Let's go after them all. And I know I just harped on that, but they created all these lies. They pushed these lies to try to overthrow the elections. They use it to steal 2020. And here's Robert Barnes yesterday talking about it and saying it needs to be done. And then Trump this morning with Gateway Pundit saying, yes, he thinks that needs to be done. So let's go. Let's go. This isn't like persecute Trump for a bunch of made up crap. And that turns the public against the Democrats. People knew it was BS. Just like my show trials. Blew up in their face. They got their fake judges. Everybody, I mean, almost everybody now knows it was scams. Because they watched it. And she'd order the cameras turned off at points, but forgot a few times. You're not allowed to say you're innocent. You're already guilty. You know, stuff like that. People are like, what? How's she saying he's guilty? Yeah, she already found me guilty. So, this is, with them, it's absolutely ridiculous, the crimes they've committed, and everybody knows they're bad, and people want justice. They want to punish the bad guys so their minions cut and run, and so they get the fear of God back in them and not have this free-for-all. Here's...
We either deep six the deep state or the deep state deep sixes us. And for President Trump, either he drains the swamp or the swamp will drain him. I recommend going through the impeachment route. I think that constitutionally that's the proper protocol for a president or vice president anyway. So impeach them. I mean, that's great for the midterms. See, go through an impeachment proceeding, disclose it publicly, everything that went on in the House. Go through the impeach Barack Hussein Obama, impeach Joe Biden.
Yeah, people don't know. You can impeach somebody after the fact. That means pull their presidential immunity, remove their presidential immunity by defrocking them.
Exactly. And publicly exposing this for once and for all, and that there be some consequence for all of this. And so that's one parallel track.
Oh, if Trump parallel. Could get that done, they would win 100 seats in the House.
Correct. It would be a massive way. It's what the public is begging for is cleaning up this corruption once and for all. And we need accountability and consequence. We remember back in the late 1970s, we're on the verge of some consequence from the MK Ultra disclosures, from the assassinations committee, all of those things by Frank Church's Select Committee on Intelligence. And then all of a sudden it all got cleaned up in the early 80s with the Iran-Contra hostage deal that the Reagan administration secretly cut, and they put the deep state back in charge. And they have never faced consequences ever since. And they almost assassinated Reagan. So Reagan got the message to back off and let Poppy Bush run the show on the intelligence side of the equation. And that's what happened, as he had done previously. And then at the same time, and then brought in people like Barr, Mueller, all those guys go back to that time period. Comey, to a certain degree, goes back to that time period. But on the other track, they can bring all the criminal indictments that they need by simply having the right people assign the strike force. Have the right-wing versions of honest versions of Andrew Weissman assigned to this, bulldogs who understand criminal law, know how to go after these people, do not do the case in the District of Corruption, take the case down to the Southern District of Florida, whereas we explained at the time, Alex, I mean, we talked about what that was attempted another cover-up. The raid on President Trump's house was to grab the files so they could permanently destroy them.
All right, we'll be right back on the economy. Then the word is Trump's going to stage a coup.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, cause this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Fortunę tango, pokorne racji, raki muszą celis. Poczuwa mi hi, pokorne racji, utra i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the latest judicial tyranny with judges trying to block Congress and laws they passed. Not the Supreme Court. That's the only one that can do that. It's co-equal. But district courts. They're getting more brazen. We're also going to get into Congress now moving against the EU and their incredibly draconian censorship laws that they're trying to use to control us here domestically. We've also got Israeli settlers burning down churches in the West Bank and blowing up people's houses again 2 weeks after the U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee to Israel, who's totally pro-Israel, sent them letters asking him to please stop. We'll tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. With that, we have, well, I'm going to get into this 8.8 mega earthquake, the biggest in decades, that hit off Russia's Far East coast. Tsunami waves reached Japan, Hawaii, California. We're also going to get into how illegal aliens are being hired as police around the country. I mean, there is a lot coming up today, and I intend to open the phones up in the third and fourth hour today. Also, Tucker Carlson had a renowned historian on how international banks funded World War I and World War II. Now, Anthony Sutton and the Church Committee hearings brought all this out in the 70s. But Tucker's being attacked for having this historian on, and I know who the historian is. He is renowned, but I've already, this is all mainline history. They're calling Tucker anti-Semitic because the heads of the German Central Bank and the head of the U.S. Central Bank were two Jewish brothers. What, and it's the media attacking Tucker, injecting the fact they were Jewish. He didn't make the point they were Jewish. But yeah, no. The Rothschilds on record have been funding every side of European wars for 300 years. So when I criticize the Rothschilds or the Warburgs, I'm not bringing the fact that they're Jewish in. I'm bringing in the fact that international banks love to fund both sides of a war, and we'll explain why coming up when I play those clips in the fourth hour. But it's just wild to see these attacks when Tucker's just exposing the private Federal Reserve, because here's the key. The private Federal Reserve had an audit in 1913 when Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act. They demanded who owned it. And 80%+ was owned by European shareholders, the majority of it Rothschilds. There's not been an audit since then. That's 100+ years, but 112 years. So when Jerome Powell will not cut interest rates, but he's part of the same private central bank that owns the British Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank, the EU Central Bank, the German Central Bank, they're all private. It's the same shareholders. And they give them interest rate cuts, but not us. It's illustrative of how this is an attack on America. So that's coming up. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott on because he's loaded for bear on all these big articles about this bubble, ripe for AI.com bust, bigger than we saw in the dot-com bubble busting. All these key deadlines coming up. We also have the European Central Bank head admits that without CBDC, central bankers risk becoming obsolete, and they're going to use these to control our every action. This is very, very dangerous. So there's a lot, I mean, of just intense economic news breaking. So I wanted to get renowned economist and theologian and the owner of the largest silver and gold brokerage in North America, because they have the best deals, the best service, the best quality. It's very simple. They sell wholesale to you. So you know the price of wholesale daily, and you get it. You can sell it back for no charge. Nobody big does that. There's no brainer where to go. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. We'll put it on screen, kepm.com/gold. Make sure we get the credit for your support. kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. If you'd have bought gold and silver in the last 14 months, he's been our sponsor. That is the best performing asset overall. But he's also pro-crypto, and what Trump has done has supercharged that. So we'll hit that. So Dr. Elliott, there's a lot of places to go here. We'll probably give you about 40 after or so. So I want to try to let you get to it. But first off, in general, since Liberation Day in April, I would say as a layperson, Trump's trade plan is overperforming with the EU capitulating, Japan, Indonesia. I mean, it just goes on and on. And 3% growth rates, inflation slowing, energy prices going down. It's still terrible, but we definitely see the course changing. Do you agree with that statement, or is that accurate?
I totally agree with that statement. It's this pendulum shifting moment. And this morning I walk into the office, turn on Bloomberg, and sure enough, the GDP number is up 3%. You know what, Alex? The economists were shocked. It's like, can't believe it went up 3% in the second quarter. And honestly, I couldn't believe it either. It's like, okay, this is really quite good. And then I started thinking, Trump is winning so big, Alex, so big that the economists of the world, the banksters, everybody's like, what are we going to do? He's actually upsetting our globalist apple cart here, right? And so when you look at some of the wins that he's had, they're out of this world big, and you cover them all the time. But, you know, way back, earlier in the year, when the tariffs were kind of all the news, and people said, oh, these tariffs, these are stupid, and this is going to destroy the middle class, and it's going to hurt Americans. We have to realize tariffs do two things. Number one, they're a revenue generating arm where you tax foreign governments and other countries to sell to wealthy Americans. Okay, that's one. The other one, it's a negotiating tool, right? It's like, why do we hold all the cards in all of these? Because we're America. If we were a small, dinky country, we wouldn't hold any cards. But when Trump puts on the table, hey, we are going to slap tariffs on all your goods, and you're going to hurt your own economies unless you capitulate, well, then ultimately that negotiating power is going to win, level out the playing field. This is what's starting to happen and why Trump is being so successful. So just this week, right, well, actually going into last week up until now, what are the two big, massive tariff wins? Number one, Japan. One of the largest manufacturers in the world. What comes from Japan? Sony, Panasonic, Honda, Toyota, Lexus, Infiniti. I mean, you look at these Nissans, you look at these, there's a lot of big manufacturers. What did Trump accomplish? Okay. So what Trump accomplished with Japan is so good. $550 billion direct investment into the United States economy from Japan, 0% tariffs on American goods being sold into Japan, and a 15% reciprocal tariff on Japan on all of their stuff being sold to America. It's like, what? How does this make sense for Japan? I'll tell you how it makes sense for Japan. Because they want to sell Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Sonys and Panasonics to American consumers. This is a huge win, Alex. Massive.
And
what's and that $550 billion going to be used that for?
The globalists have decided to crash the world economy and then bring in austerity. Trump's launching a global initiative to boost the whole world economy up, energy output and food output, as he said, not just for America, but worldwide, for stability. And the world's like, yeah, we like this, instead of the UN, Klaus Schwab, Great Reset. So Trump's simply selling a plan, and the world is responding because the U.S. was in control of the globalist system. Now we've seized control of the U.S. We're in control of the globalist system, and Trump is doing something that's very fair and very smart.
Very fair and very smart. And add to this, Japan is big. Add to this the European Union. European Union is even bigger. What comes from there? BMWs and Audis and Mercedes and Volkswagens and Nestle chocolate. I mean, all this stuff, right?
And all and the so, wine and all the stuff.
All of that. So what did he accomplish there? Again, 15% tariff. Right. Okay. This is really good. They're also going to buy $750 billion of energy from America. We've got 0% tariffs on American goods going into Europe. Again, why would they ever say something like this is a good idea for us? Because they want to sell to us. See, this is going to be so good because these direct investments, they are going to be building factories, Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and BMWs. You know, when they a direct investment into America, they're going to be
absolutely
doing
you're
something
explaining
that's
why this is working
them.
but they don't know what to do in the corporate media now, and then now the dollar is shooting up against the euro, which it had dropped dangerously. You'd predict it would drop quite a bit. Now it's starting to go back up. Why do we see these headlines? Why a make it or break it week looms for the U.S. economy? What do you expect Powell to do after Trump's put so much pressure on him? Euro suffers steepest one-day drop against dollar since May as U.S.-EU deal. How does that factor in?
Well, the Fed is meeting today. They will have their announcement after I'm off the air with you in a couple of hours. And you know what? Powell is probably not going to lower interest rates again. Even after Trump, it just keeps pounding on him, saying how he's slow and not doing what's right for America, and he's going to cause a recession, and Americans need to be able to afford to finance homes, right? I mean, this is all part of what Trump is doing.
By the way, you predicted it right in the last 14 months every time that he would keep them there, and Trump has said he thinks he will lower them today. You think Powell will still buck it?
I don't think he's going to lower them today. I mean, I pray to God that I'm wrong. I pray to God that I'm wrong because America needs him to lower interest rates. Here's the ramifications and why I think that this is so political, Alex, because Powell is not going to get blamed for a recession. Trump will. If you don't lower interest rates, you could go into a recession after all these amazing wins. It's going to tarnish Trump, and we've got an election, midterm elections next year. People vote with their wallets, right? So if you can keep this economy sluggish and slow, the globalists think they've got it over
sure,
Trump.
Sure, that admits
right?
that's their plan. So, but even after he went to the Fed building where they have $3.1 billion overruns and Powell's been caught lying to Congress, even after that, you think Powell will continue to do this?
That's my guess. That's my guess because unless he's completely buffaloing people, right? I mean, you have to stay silent right before these meetings, and so there's nothing that's really being said. But the things that he said prior to this leads me to believe he's not going to lower them. Right now, he might be trying to trick everybody, but I don't think he's
going
to lower
them. No, I think you're right. So what does that do to the economy? He can't be gotten rid of until next year.
If he doesn't lower interest rates, the economy doesn't have the muscle that Trump is giving it. Right. It's like trying to work out without having some carbs and working out and not eating enough protein to actually feed your muscles. Trump's giving it what it needs, except Powell doesn't have the nourishment to make it last. He's got to lower rates so people can start to afford to buy homes. This is what Trump's been bellyaching at him about the whole time. And so we'll see what happens. But what Trump is also doing is with the Genius Act and stable coins. I mean, there's a lot of people who love it, a lot of people who hate it. Here's what I think this tells us in a big picture. Stablecoins, cryptocurrency tokens that are backed by the US dollar or some other currency from another country, right? What is that? This is a way from central bank digital currency.
And Rachel, let me introduce this. This literally creates a war bond. It creates a remonetization, and it moves away from central banks that have always had the power to create currency. And that's where you're going with this. So a lot of people are saying, oh no, it's going to be used to set up a central bank digital currency. No, instead, it is creating a alternative system from what the globalists are setting up. And that's why they're actually so panicked and why the EU and other central banks are actually opposing what Trump did. And look, it's all dangerous. It can all be abused, but you get the globalists with their actual central bank digital currencies that they admit are going to be for controlling behavior. You got a big problem. So let's play this video since you mentioned it.
Yeah.
European central bank head Christina Lagrand admits that without CBDC, central banks risk becoming obsolete to things like Bitcoin and other stable coins. So they know this, and they know this is a competition to that. And what I want is the diversity of all of this. That's the answer. If we are not involved in experimenting and innovating, like Trump's doing, in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we play. They mean control and issuing the currency. And people say, well, this could be abused either way. We're in the digital age. It's happening. The answer is diversification. The answer with AI is not having central AI that the Democrats and globalists want to ban everybody else having their own systems. The answer to this arms race is that we have competition and that we have all these new currencies, and some will be speculative and some will be bad, some will be good. But imagine having hundreds of different digital currencies and different systems and private and corporate and government and community and local. And then you can go get into the coins that stand for what you socially believe in. So it's not a top down one world currency that tells you how to behave or you can't use it or you get credit dinged. No, instead you have thousands of different currencies and systems, and of course it'll be five or six big ones, and then that gives real diversity and gives people real mobility throughout the economy and decentralizes. Here's the clip.
There is clearly an aspiration, a desire for digital payments, much more so than it was in the past, and this is growing. We are now, in the surveys that we've conducted across the 19 members of the euro area, we have more than 50% of the respondents who say, we want digital payments. Well, less use of cash, demand for secure and riskless payments. Where do we stand? We central bankers. We have been operating as a monetary anchor in relation to the commercial banks and the private money. If we are not in that game, if we are not involved in experimenting, in innovating in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we have played for many, many decades. And we have historical examples of period where the central bank monetary anchor was not there, and that precipitated crisis after crisis. That certainly was the case at the time of the free banking in the 19th century. Do we want to go back to those days? Probably not. I would say certainly not from our vantage point, as a result of which we have to respond to the demand for those digital payments in order to maintain the role of anchor that we have been playing regularly.
Now, unpacking that, I got an economist coming up. It was on Tucker breaking it down. It gives these private banks the control of issuance of currency. It's central banks, not the same as your local bank, folks. They've been squeezing local banks. Again, it's all a privately owned system, and they're panicking because Trump has already made us the center of innovation. He's empowering individual cryptocurrency diversified, then tying it to our currency to super boost it. This is genius. They're in total, complete cuckoo land panic mode right now. Kirk Elliott.
Well, she just said we can't be the anchor. We don't want to go back to the 1900s when in the world of free banking, do we? Certainly not. Why wouldn't she want free banking? Right? Because under central bank digital currency, under central banks as we know it, it's complete command and control.
And Kirk, right? So you're so right. Tell people what the U.S. growth rate was from 1789 until the Federal Reserve came in. On average, am I incorrect to say we had a 10% growth rate on average, the greatest in world history? And yeah, there were lots of speculations and booms and busts, but things were so diversified, it was wild, wild west, 10% growth rates instead of 2.5% growth rates. Can you explain that to people?
That's what the numbers tell us. And you know why? It's because during that time, from 1776 until 1913, when the Fed came into power, when the IRS was created, who paid our bills? Foreign governments. There was tariffs. This is where Trump is bringing us back to. We didn't have Americans who had the stinking IRS saying, we're going to take 30, 40, 50, 60% of your income in taxes. See, all of our money was allowed to be injected back into the economy because foreign governments and foreign companies were paying the tax to do business here. I mean, when you open it up to our pockets are big, we're going to spend it. That's why you had that massive growth. The IRS and the Fed creating inflation, which is a hidden tax, has been very detrimental.
Well, that's another thing. Look, our currency stable until 1913, then it's lost 98% of its value. And people don't understand, folks, communism was cooked up by the British Empire. Marx and Engels were funded to con serfs, populations becoming free. They weren't called slaves, but they technically were in Russia, in Europe, everywhere, to the lords. You didn't own the land. You worked it. You were sharecroppers, basically. And they had to have a way to con them back in. It's in the Communist Manifesto. The income tax didn't exist until that. It literally is a communist operation given to you by the central banks who want to rule you. This is feudalism.
Yeah, I mean, progressive income tax especially, which is what we have. The more money you make, the higher your taxes. That's one of the specific 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, right? Because it drives business incentive away. It sends it to other countries. See, what they're doing, Alex, is so counterproductive for American growth. What Trump is doing here with the stable coins, don't listen to the nonsense. This is so good for America because it's creating an alternative private currency system. This is what stable coins issued by Tether or Circle or PayPal or Trump's coin or Ripple's, you know, their new U.S. dollar stable coin. This is the alternative system that's on a decentralized blockchain and private that gets us away from CBDC.
And you've got the
which
globalists.
Is why
you've got the Federal Reserve. When you see the European Central Bank, that's the Federal Reserve, pissed about it. I mean, the Nation of Islam can have their own. The NFL yes. can have their own. The white supremacists can have their own. The Lorabi, anybody, good, bad, whatever. This is decentralization.
It is. And this is how Trump can actually be behind a stablecoin act and the Genius Act and still say, we are not going to have CBDCs in America. It's like, people say, well, the creation of that is a CBDC. It's like, no, it's not. It's the alternative to CBDC. See, and
yeah,
when
Martin
you
have... Armstrong explained this last week. It's not, it's people misunderstood it, and I kind of jumped the gun, and because, you know, I like folks were bringing it up, and you could see it as that, but that's not what it is.
That's not what it is. And in the bigger picture, Alex, is gold and silver, stable coins, cryptocurrency, they're all thriving right now because it's an alternative to something that people don't trust, which is the central banks and banking in general.
That's right. And Trump is innovating on the leading edge of real populist revolution. I mean, just on the economy, folks, he's like a 100. I mean, it's just spectacular. I want to come back and look at some of the other big financial developments and how the globalists could sabotage this recovery that's working, but it's in danger without the rate cut. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Let's look at some of the other financial news with Dr. Kirk Elliott and give his prognosis for the future here. Again, when Trump's doing something that we think is wrong, I'm all over him. When he's doing something great, we cheerlead it. But I don't cheerlead things that I think aren't good. And you heard, you know, Dr. Elliott, I mean, this is so spectacularly successful despite them trying to short the market in the last few months, starting in March, April, May. Despite all the gloom and doom, despite not cutting interest rates, despite all of it and all the sabotage of Biden that they handed Trump, it's been spectacular. And, you know, there's still major pain in the economy. We've not turned the big cruise ship around, but it's really starting to turn. And then it's just so obvious that, you know, good cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and other things that are alternatives to the old private central banks are going to go up, like gold and silver. So now, should gold investors switch to silver as the price surges? Market Watch is now talking about what Elliott's been talking about for years. When is that time? Also, UBS orders banks to scale back sale of complex currency products. What does that mean? Billionaire investor Ray Dalano urges 15% allocation in gold or Bitcoin, says world on verge of economic heart attack. UK is in a debt doom loop with your cash in gold. Put your cash in gold, says Ray Dalio. And that's what big governments and corporations, universities, institutions, and billionaires are doing. So we've got Trump trying to turn it around, but then I see everywhere, and I see a lot of signs it can be, you know, serious. It's not just corporate hype, that we've got this giant bubble, AI bubble. China's got incredible debt. The EU's falling apart. As bad as America is, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. The UK's in deep trouble. Canada's in deep trouble. Bucking, you know, Trump and his economic deal would actually help them as well, because it's the monopolies up there hurt the population there more than it hurts us. That's why they pay so much more for things. This is coming to a head, and it's hard for me to gauge what is going to happen. But when we hear about out of control debt, bubbles, record credit card debt, even quote wealthy people now record credit card debt, what's really going on? And quantifying the danger. What is the danger? How bad is it? The bank failures, things like that, that we see being prepared for.
So, Alex, you had some articles on it. The biggest one that you have up there on your screen was the UBS piece. UBS is signaling with their actions, not necessarily their words, but with their actions, that there is a currency banking crisis right around the corner. How do we know? Because the business that they are in, foreign exchange and banking and things like that, they're scaling back or stopping altogether complex foreign currency transactions. Why? What do they see coming that they don't want to have?
Well, it's what you said months ago. The carry trade is basically over.
It's over. And they see so much turbulence that they don't know which way this is going to go. Because like you said earlier, the pendulum is shifting, right? What is going to be right around the corner? Are we going to see massive bank failures, which is why Wells Fargo had to borrow $188 billion in the first quarter alone just to stave off a liquidity crisis? Are they seeing bank failures? Are they seeing a change in the money system as we know it? So they're going to say, we've got to stop some of these complex currency transactions.
There's no doubt that's coming down. You have the Oracle of Omaha hoarding hundreds of billions of cash in the last 3 years. What does he see coming?
Well, you don't have billionaires selling their equities and selling the things that they have ownership in and just sitting on the sideline in cash if they thought those things were going to go up. See, I think there's a tectonic shift that's about to happen. And Christine Lagarde, she's the Jerome Powell of the European Union. She's head of the European Central Bank, says that the central banks are going to become obsolete. They are scared silly over the privatization of money via stablecoins, right? So this world is changing. That UBS article is very important because I think that's right around the corner. But what I smiled at this morning is the three articles, the two by Ray Dalio and the one where it talks about, and should investors move from gold to silver? It's like, okay, Alex, we've been ahead of this curve for 2 years, you and I. 2 years, we've been telling people to go into silver. Now that the fact that the retail public is catching on to what we've been doing for 2 years and allocating into strength tells me that we're about to see massive growth when you not only have industrial demand, you're going to have retail demand, and that means prices are going to go up. So then you've got one of the largest hedge fund managers in the world, Ray Dalio, saying, you know, how many hedge fund managers over the years have said, oh, you got to put money into precious metals? Hardly any of them. And if they did, it was this dinky percentage. He's saying 15%. You've got to get out of your cash positions, go into metals, because the world is on the verge of an economic heart attack. His words, not mine. Right. So when I look at that and I dissect it, it's like, what's the economic heart attack? It's Japan, Alex. Like you and I talked about weeks ago, Japan's loss of the yen carry trade, which was the financing arm of the global growth since the 1980s because at 0% Japanese yen interest rates, countries, hedge funds, big massive banks could borrow yen at zero and invest it risk-free in European bonds, U.S. bonds paying 2 or 3%. That's free money. That caused the growth. Now that Japanese rates are up 4% this year alone, yen carry trade is over, global growth is over. But don't worry if you're American, because we are actually pendulum shifting moment coming to the top of the heap again. However, the global economy, I think, is going to hit a debt spiral, which is why UBS and all of these billionaires and the Oracle of Omaha are getting out of their positions, going into cash. I would say cash isn't safe. Cash is not safe, Alex. The U.S. Treasury is down 10%
things that are commodities that can be converted into cash and reportable. Yes. So just expanding on this, Trump understood all this uncertainty. He has all these top innovators and financial experts. He understands the key going into this crisis is to be the innovator, to be where everybody's investing, and to be the crypto capital, and to be the industrial gold and silver capital. He has a deal with India to only buy their gold from us now. And that's happening. So he is doing everything at every level to make us the place to flee to when this collapse happens. There'll be some bumps in it, but I see the United States going into an era that we haven't seen in 100+ years of explosive growth on the other side of this. We are being positioned perfectly.
Perfectly. To actually be the champion and finally be the recipient rather than the little guy, you know, all these globalist international organizations that we funded with so much money and didn't get a commensurate vote on their decisions, Trump's getting rid of them, right? World Health Organization, you know, we're diminishing our stake in that. NATO, who knows what's going to happen with that. But the international community is scared that the United States, and don't look at this as a negative word, is starting to isolate itself from the global community.
And let's be clear. Let's be cynical. Trump's been against this for 40 years. He's been for these policies of, you know, tariffs and good trade deals. But the American globalist elite sold out America for international power in the last 40+ years. They got incredibly wealthy, but now that's bringing down the whole system. But because the United States was critical to all this and the main place they sold their goods, we still had the power, and so at the last minute, it's just flipping back to a new system, and that's why Trump should succeed, is succeeding, because even most of the elites that went along with all this and got super rich are now flipping back over because it actually makes more sense, and that's why Trump's destined to succeed if he doesn't blow his feet off with the ridiculous Jeffrey Epstein crap, you know, saying shut it down, don't look at it, when we know there's no real evidence about him there. But the CIA wants him to shut it down because they were involved with Mossad running it. He's been asked to do that. He turns around and does it. Then the Democrats turn around and use it on him. So then he says, okay, bring stuff about them. And so we're back to where we were. How do you see that affecting things?
Well, I mean, I wish that the Epstein stuff wasn't such a stinking distraction, Alex. And who knows what is going to be behind it, why the CIA is covering it up, you know, who's involved, Mossad, whoever, right? The good thing is that you've done investigation on it. Trump's not on there, right? But this is a distraction of all distractions, focusing us away from what is really important for the American public right now. And I'm not saying that human trafficking is awful. These stuff that's happened to kids, it's awful, and these people need to go to jail. They're evil. They're awful. They're horrible.
But it's definitely being used to try to bring down the Trump administration and distract from other things.
And it's a distraction from the economy right now, as Trump is winning on the economy, which I was just talking to a good friend earlier this morning. Husband hasn't worked in 2 years in the construction work because people can't afford to buy their houses, right? It's like lower interest rates, Jerome Powell, right? He's wanting to blame Trump for a recession. And Trump, given the ability to run free without these massive headwinds, is going to grow the economy. Growing the economy is going to be fantastic for silver because of the industrial demand. It's going to be great for cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency tends to go with the stock market, right? But if these things aren't allowed because the headwinds are so strong and they want to destroy Trump so bad. We go into a recession that's actually an inflationary recession because of all the money that's been printed, all the debt that's out there. That's what they want Trump's legacy to be, is the president who goes down with one of the worst inflationary recessions in the history of America.
People don't know. It'd be worse than the Great Depression if this happens. Because the demographics, the numbers, the debt, the energy issues, all of it. And the globalists want post-industrial. They believe they can crash the world economy, social engineer us, bring in universal basic incomes. But they can only do that if we don't blame them. The globalists are already reviled. That's why I've told the globalists, your plan, you can't crash things and blame Trump, dumbasses. He's already set Powell up to get the blame, which is true. So we're not in the old game where you controlled all the media and you can pull off these crimes and these economic disasters and war and get away with it. You guys need to get on board, and then they'll actually keep their stolen wealth. I'm not even defending them. I'm saying what they're doing is like a kamikaze pilot. I mean, if you look at, like, they look at things one dimensionally. Well, we can just do this and then get Trump, and when everybody goes belly up, we've got cash, we'll buy things up and vertically integrate. It'll be war in the streets and total collapse. And the globalists are on record building all these bunkers and trying to hide out. Why would you want to rule a world where you have to live in a bunker and it's like World War Z up on the surface? You people, you know, that's why I see Trump wants golf courses and hotels and steakhouses and football games and American flags and real jobs and factories. And it's just like you globalists think it's cool to be James Bond supervillains. It's not cool. It's not cool to try to pretend you're Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin, you jerks. But they just love it. They love keeping their thumb on us. And I just don't know if they, I mean, even the last WEF meeting, they said everybody hates us. We got to get trust back. And they came up with the new lies. So they admit they're dying. They admit they're obsolete. They admit everyone's turning on them. They're having to cancel elections in Europe and arrest their political opposition all over the world. And it just gets worse for them by the minute, but they don't stop, Kurt. I mean, Trump's giving them options to run up the flag. They can take their stolen money and just go away, but they won't do it. So now Trump's, okay, and I mean, Justice Department's getting indictments ready. And then I ask, what will the globalists do once that happens? You know, they're going to pull off false flags and stuff. They're not giving up, Kurt. So I'm really worried. I mean, at least we've got the initiative. At least we're not laying down. But I want people to understand the danger of these globalists, because they're so used to winning and so used to, you know, us going along with it that I think they're going to go ahead and just, you know, keep being obstructionist and accelerationist. And again, folks, it's not the weird, you know, crazy Muslims or white supremacists or black supremacists that want accelerationists. That's a very small group of people. No, the globalists, the Extinction Rebellion, King Charles, the New World Order, they want to collapse civilization. They think they'll control, so they'll rule it, have a new feudalist system. They're the accelerationists, and that's why we're in so much danger.
Huge danger, and everything that you said has such a deep spiritual underpinning to it, right? Pride comes before the fall, right? Their pride and their arrogance is going to cause them to be very, very dangerous, like a rabid dog backed into a corner, right? They're going to fight to the death to get their way out, right? But ultimately, pride comes before the fall. You know, so I'm looking at some of these other spiritual underpinnings. You look at central bank digital currency, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with it. That's what they want. That's what's at risk of being lost because of Trump's stablecoin and now privatization of money, so to speak. See, this is where, by the way,
all the heads of the central banks, the head of the UN, all of them say they're going to use it to control all our activities. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, their words, not ours. This isn't coming from a conservative podcaster. This is coming from their own words at the Bank for International Settlements. You can look at Project Enbridge. You can look at Project Icebreaker. You could look at all these different projects that they have. But when the ability to cut you off from buying or selling based on your ideology, your digital social profile, your social credit score, to me, that's the mark of the beast, Alex. Well, God wouldn't talk about the mark of the beast unless there's options, because he's a God of freedom and a God of choice. We have the choice as a Christian to accept Jesus or not. We have a choice to sin or not sin. You will have a choice to actually accept the mark of the beast, which is terrible in Revelation, or not accept it. Well, now that we've got the stable coins, right? We've got an alternative system. There's actually
God
something.
God always gives us a way out. For people that don't understand the Bible, it's all very clear. You have to worship the beast to get the mark. You don't just, oh, I'll accept it. No, you've got it's social credit score. You've got to, and it's always going to change. It's always going to be more. He says you got to turn your kids over to the government. Boys will be girls. Girls will be men. Children will be put above their parents. It's all described.
All of it's described. And see, they're going to make it really hard to not accept it in the sense of universal basic income, right? Even Christians who know Revelation and they're getting their social security payments through the central bank digital currency. It's like, if you don't accept this, well, you're not going to get your social security payments. Well, or your universal basic income. What are people going to do? This is where.
Oh, they've already announced all the cars have AI in them now. I took an Uber this morning as we hiked super far, but then, you know, drove back to the office in an Uber. And the thing was literally going, your seatbelt's not on. We only want you to be safe. And the AI was barking orders because my daughter was in the middle and hadn't put her, it was me and Sean and my daughter Charlotte, hadn't put her seatbelt on. And it was just, in the future, they've already said it will know who you are off the app. And they're saying that you will be docked or charged more or given a social credit knock for that. Again, everything is surveilled, folks. And it's all for good reasons, but it's not.
It's not. And this is why one of the options that you and I have talked about for years is like a tangible asset. Get out of the system. Get something that's not digital. For those of you who like tangible assets like gold and silver, take delivery of it. For those of you who are okay with the digital world, I see a world coming pretty soon where real world assets, whether it's gold, silver, real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds are all going to be tokenized. We're heading into a digital world, which is why probably Jerome Powell, Christina Lagarde, they're concerned about the viability and future of the central bank.
That's right. It's either us or them. It's a battle of systems and they want total control. So everyone should call you, get a free consultation on the phone or by email. And it's all, what is the wholesale best service delivered to you, or they've got depositories you keep it in, comes out of Texas. Incredible service. I've ordered a little bit of silver and gold, came like 2 days later, you know, delivered FedEx to the door. It is hands down, and I'm not trying to knock everybody else, folks, but I can make 3, 4, 5 times with the other groups, and they claim they're selling bullion, and then you call up and they pitch you a bunch of numismatics and other stuff. Even the bullion they claim, you know, is not bullion. You can call Kirk, whatever the silver spot price is, is that's out of the ground. But whatever the wholesale price is for gold or silver, that's what you get. You can sell it back for free. Nobody of any renown has that. They have it. It's the hands down, the place to go, KEPM.com/gold. Put in the email there. You want to get called, they'll call you, free consultation. You can roll over financial instruments very, very easily. And gold and silver is the best producing, best performing thing right now, but it's an emergency backup. And it's not in competition with Bitcoin. You want to diversify in life and have different things. So people need to call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, and talk to Kirk Elliott. He answers the phone a lot. He's got over 50 people there in Denver, Colorado. He's an amazing person. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex. We'll see you soon.
KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And we get a good sponsorship out of it. We get a little percent or whatever you get there. And I've been offered $1 million a month to, you know, sell you numismatics at 30%, 40% above spot. And people will buy it. Show you a bunch of pretty coins. People do. I won't do that. It's okay to go out and people like collectible coins, knock yourself out. But if you're doing it for an investment, you want bars, folks, okay? And from known mints. And that's it. It's very simple, not rocket science, okay? So, I mean, our financial issues would be over if I'd rip people off. We get a $100,000 sponsorship, some bigger months, $150,000, having Kirk on promoting it, because there's not a bunch of profit in ripping people off. But in scalability, there is for Kirk. He's the biggest, even though he doesn't make a lot of money compared to firms that are smaller, but he's the biggest because all the smart people know he's the best, period. There are a lot of other good little mom and pops and groups out there, but there's just not, you have to be massively scaled up to sell gold and silver with a tiny percentage. You have to be massively scaled up or you can't operate on small profits. Remember, that's like McDonald's back when it was, you know, 56 years ago, still good food. When I was a kid, it was good and, you know, tasty, and beef tallow, delicious. But, you know, the guy that created it, he said, look, I'd rather sell people, you know, billions of hamburgers and only make a small percentage on them than sell you a million hamburgers and make a bigger percent, because I make more money selling you a billion hamburgers. Well, the problem is you got to get up to a billion hamburgers. That's what Kirk's doing. So it's why it's the only place you can get it like that and not get screwed over. And so gold and silver is a great thing, except anything good. It's like a water hole in the Sahara. The water's good, and the gazelles and the elephants and things come there to drink. But what is hanging around the water hole? Or out in the savannah in Western Africa, you know, down in Central Africa or Eastern Africa? What's hanging around where all the prey comes? Crocodiles that are 20 feet long and lions. Well, Kirk Elliott's not a lion. He's not a crocodile. He's the water. He's the good deal. But people that don't know that just go stumbling in to the water's good. The gold and silver is the water. It's good. God gave it to us. But around that water hole, baby, you better look in those grass right there. You see those eyes looking at you? That's a lion. You see those little eyes over there in the water? Looks like a log. That's an 18-foot-long crocodile. Yeah. And I am so pissed that there aren't very many good gold and silver companies. I mean, it's really disgusting. Pretty good analogy, though, right? The pool is the gold and silver. The gold and silver companies are the predators, the crocodiles, the hippopotamus. Hippos aren't mean. Oh, they kill more people than Africa or anything else. They're the meanest thing around. All right. That is the meanest, toughest land animal. A hippopotamus would take a polar bear. The next toughest animal is like, I guess an elephant could run them both over, but a bull elephant. All right. Speaking of funding an operation, the real way we fund it is thealexjonesstore.com. We have a ultra massive sale. Buy one bottle of any of the supplements, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, and get one free store-wide. But you got to be a VIP, which is so easy because you can cancel any time, month to month. You get $40 to spend in the store for the VIP. That's $30 a month. And then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of it. Everybody should be a VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the next level foundational energy. Get the incredible supplements that are there. There's so many others I haven't talked about. They are incredible because I'm going to, again, sell you something that blows you away so you want it again. I've just got to get you to try it for the first time. Do it now.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I want to take your phone calls on Trump and your report card on him, the Epstein stuff, the economy, my take on where this is going, what's happening. We can also talk about something I haven't gotten to. I mentioned it, but it really should have been my top story. Really should have been my top story. I've already seen the signs of this, and it's standard procedure if a president's actually in charge and a government that we've been backing doesn't do what we want, the U.S. government does regime change, and most of the time it's been done for evil purposes, but Zelensky needs to be removed, Ukraine needs to have free elections, we need to end this potentially world-ending war, and Russia has come out and leaked, and I don't just believe the Russians, but most of the time their intel leaks are accurate. Right before they invaded Ukraine 3.5 years ago, they're like, we are not invading. I'm like, yeah, you are. It was on national TV. They're like, we end the interview now. The Russians are actually not very good liars. But they've been accurate on most of it. And they're saying Western and Ukrainian officials held secret meeting on ousting Zelensky. Yeah, I can tell you that's going on. And then I talk to my sources and they go, how do you know that? Who told you that? And I'm like, I figured it out. Well, you're good at that. Yep. Sounds like you know what you're talking about. Well, is that going on? Well, Alex, I think you already know the answer. Thank you. And then what do you think about this? They'll ask me. So I don't reach out to all these sources, usually even get information. I reach out to ask them what they think. And it's because they've been such good sources in the past. And then they'll ask, well, what do you think? And more than 9 times out of 10, we're right. Because our head's in the game. So we can discuss all this and more. 2 hours is left here, or 1 hour and 57 and a half minutes, technically, ahead of Owen Schroyer in the war room today. And Owen's always done a great job 9 years here, but he just gets better and better, just like Harrison Smith. The war room coming up 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, man.video, but they can shut that down, so be sure and follow us on X, Roll Off Jones, and more. But I said I'd hit this, and I hit it a little bit in the first hour, but I'm going to hit it when we come back. And that is the Jewish settlers, some of them, are not just burning out and killing the Palestinians that are left. And I don't support that, even though I think Islam's a cancer. Well, where is it supposed to be if not where it's been? So, kill Hamas, kill Hezbollah, whatever. Don't blow up 5-year-olds. Snipers laugh and shoot 8-year-old kids and stuff. It's just, it's evil. It's wrong. You're like, well, Islam's bad. Okay. So you're going to act just like it? So now they're burning up and blowing up just on a daily basis. The few churches left. And then, oh, it's an accident. And later, of course, it's not an accident. Oh, we firebombed this on accident. Oh, we dropped a bomb on an accident. Oh, yeah. Oh, these Christian aid trucks, we just shot missiles right through the sunroofs of, a bunch of cars perfectly on accident. Oh, yeah, right. Tiger Woods just hit a hole-in-one by accident, Oh, we just stood down for 7.5 hours on October 7th by accident, but we have this incredible military, which you do. Just stop it. oopsie, we're going to stop the settlers burning up the last Christians, firebombing their houses. And even the U.S. ambassador, Huckabee, who is a Christian Zionist, is like sending them letters saying stop, and they're like, we're going to push all Gentiles out. He's like, people are learning about that. It's going to cut off all the churches sending you the money, dumbass. And Netanyahu apologizes. And then the Israeli settlers burn down more churches. I mean, God almighty, what the hell is your problem, man? You got some chutzpah.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number three right now, and as predicted last hour by Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist, despite all Trump's pressure and everything, Fed leaves rates unchanged, defying Trump's demands for aggressive cuts. And the very same Federal Reserve shareholders that own the private EU central bank and the German private central bank, they've cut their rates repeatedly. Wow. So we knew that was coming. Trump needs to start beating the drum to have Congress repeal the Federal Reserve Act. Because it's true, Trump has no authority over it other than being able to appoint Fed chairmen to their terms. And again, that's the New York Fed is the actual board of the private bank. The 12 offices are a private, but it's a treasury interface and does real stuff for the U.S. banking system, collects the money, ships the money out, does all that. So that's all legitimate, but it's functions the treasury should be doing. And it does it in conjunction. So they try to confuse you with their Fed education about it. Oh, look, we do this. Yeah, you do that. But the people running the policy are in New York, and that's why you have all these other Fed chairmen, co-chairs around the country, constantly complaining about it. Because they actually, most of them are good. I mean, you could, but the head of Texas, the head of the different regional banks, basically, I mean, it sounds like me or Ron Paul when you listen to what they put out. They're like, the Federal Reserve out of New York is shutting down all the local banks and killing liquidity. And this is BS. Because they got their foot on our neck. And still the average American doesn't know the Federal Reserve is private. Well, in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to take calls and cover news now. Tucker had an extremely informative, revered historian on. And I'm quite the expert on these subjects, so I can tell you everything he's saying is dead on. And then he's obviously always up on the latest, and he got threatened and persecuted by the EU and the CIA on record for exposing them and how they're destroying society by design. But it's very refreshing to see the private Fed head and the private head of the EU central bank saying, we're obsolete. Everyone hates us. What Trump's doing with crypto is going to destroy us. Yes, sir. Oh, you won't do what I say? I'll just create a whole new system. And then obviously that can all be abused too. But diversity in economic systems is always the answer to tyranny. And Trump is creating a decentralized, wide-spectrum system that will be a huge boom and will destroy the private central bank's dominance. As I played the head of the private central bank of Europe admitting last hour. It's very, very exciting. Now let me give you the toll-free number. First-time callers on Ukraine, Russia, Trump reportedly planning to oust Zelensky. We'll get to that in a moment. The Epstein latest developments. What do you think is going on there? What do you make of the economy? The Fed doing this? Trump's incredible success on tariffs. That's $500 billion in or whatever? It's wild. But finishing up what I hit in the first hour. So you got the West Bank to the east of Israel proper, and then down at the southwest there in the Mediterranean, backed up against Egypt. You got Gaza, or what's left of it. And now they're saying it's more like 300,000 dead in Gaza, not 50,000. You got a couple million people left there. And you got all these aid groups and these images of people begging for food and children starving to death. And then you've got many of the Muslims there do not want war, do not want to attack Israel. But you got Hamas all underground running around. And Israel that helped back it and put it in power until 3 years ago. Netanyahu was giving them lots of money because he wanted bad guys in charge so he'd have an enemy. And this is all on record, just like the West helped put Al-Qaeda in now into Syria. And now they've been slaughtering Christians in mass. So I don't hear about defensive civilization from Netanyahu when this is going on. It's disgusting. No, you need to have bad guys in there so you can come in and take over and stay in power when you're unpopular. And Trump's been wanting peace deals, and that's been totally ignored. So for a long time, this has been happening for really since 47. But it's intensified. We're now in Gaza and in Bethlehem and in the West Bank and just everywhere. You have Israel, through its militia settlers, firebombing and burning people's houses, homes, running huge attacks, spray painting death threats, killing people, and they're Orthodox Christians, Coptic Christians, and Catholic Christians. And they're not anti-Israel, and they've been there for thousands of years. And so Mike Huckabee, and I showed the footage a few weeks ago, the last big attack. Now more happened over the last few days. You see this, well, the last Christian village in the West Bank, and the houses are on fire, the cars are on fire, and Israel's not even denying they're doing this. It's not like it's some false flag. So you show that again. Just show Christian village, last Christian village in West Bank burned. I showed it last week, 2 weeks ago. But, and you see the church is getting blown up, and then, Israel says that that's an accident. So now, Huckabee 2 weeks ago sends a letter to Israel and to Netanyahu, and he's the ambassador, and basically lives over there. He's totally pro-Israel. And I like Huckabee on domestic policies. He's a nice guy. And I get, you got to choose a side. I mean, he's been a Christian Zionist his whole career. I mean, he talks about Israel more than he does America, okay? And I get it. That's part of his faith, and all that. But, I mean, this is a slobbering, sycophantic supporter of whoever's in charge of Israel. And he's involved with the aid groups, and they run ads on Fox and everywhere else, and the Christian networks, raising billions a year from American Protestant Zionists. I mean, you go to a mainline Protestant church, folks, and, I mean, it's as pro-Israel than a right-wing synagogue. I mean, probably more so. I mean, you go in there and you think you're worshiping Judaism, not Jesus Christ. And so Huckabee starts sending him letters going, hey, man, you can't blow up the last few Christian villages and kill everybody and blow their churches up and firebomb their houses. This looks really bad. Now, Is that Huckabee trying to hurt Israel or help Israel? No, any moron would know that the way these settlers are behaving is why American Christians don't like Muslims. You're acting as anti-Christian as a frickin' ISIS person. And again, I don't want Israel to be blown up. I don't have a fetish to hate Israel. But I will not apologize for criticizing Israel. It's trying to drag us into war, manipulating our domestic policies, trying to censor here domestically. And the Jewish lobby is constantly, you know, joining the left, criticizing white people and Western culture and saying it's racist. When, hey, bro, you got an ethno state over there. There's laws that a non-Jew can't marry a Jew in Israel. You get arrested. And you know what? We don't harp on that. Okay, have your state. Be proud of your religion and ethnicity or whatever. I mean, I'm all for people doing their own thing. Just don't lecture us when we're not doing one-tenth as Western Christians to have some protection of our culture, just a tiny bit. And you tell us it is the devil. And then you do stuff that is just outrageous. U.S. says attack on West Bank Palestinian church was an act of terror. Reuters. So even the Trump administration and Huckabee says this is terrorism. Stop it. And then I've got the quotes here from the local kibbutz newspapers and websites where they literally say, we're going to drive all Gentiles. You're all a threat. You're all bad. So that is their response to Huckabee trying to get them to stop destroying themselves in the eyes of the world. And that's a microcosm of this real life snuff film we're watching with everybody getting starved and slaughtered in Gaza. So just like when I said Trump comes out and says, forget Epstein, move along. I go, that's the dumbest thing you could say or do. It's going to blow up. Well, this is 100 times more insane. What Netanyahu is doing is trying to get the whole world to turn against Israel and have a giant Arab uprising against Israel so he can play God and keep them in a constant war. He wouldn't be in power right now if this wasn't happening. So Israel is committing political suicide. And people go, well, great, drive them into the ocean. They got nuclear weapons, dumbasses. It's like starting a war with the Russians. You know where that ends. And but this is Israel going wild, stirring all this up. And then people are, good, we'll destroy them. You're not going to destroy them. You're going to get us all destroyed. Trump's like, hey, let's build golf courses and hire the Palestinians to run them. Israel's like, nah. They could go in there and remove Hamas and all them and go in there and rebuild that. Those people would be converted to capitalism in 10 seconds. And the ones that aren't? Well, they can be shipped wherever. But the point is that Saudi Arabia's got to plan all of it. They're going to give Israel the money to do it. And Netanyahu goes, no. Because he wants total, complete chaos. And he's got a bunch of wound up, crazy people. I mean, the polls are as high as 85% of the Israelis want to just wipe out every Palestinian. And don't tell me they're not Palestinians. Palestine's a real thing. A lot of them are vagabonds. I get that part. I get nobody wants to take them. I wouldn't turn my back on a Palestinian on average for 10 seconds. I get that. See, just because they're bad on average doesn't mean you get to blow up five-year-olds in front of everybody and then, you know, tell us it's all okay. And then you start blowing up the Christians and it don't do a damn thing to you. And more the Israelis are beating up Christian tour groups that come, including tour groups associated with Huckabee, because the Jews on average over there are so wound up like a beehive and so pissed at everybody. It reminds me in France and Spain, they're attacking and burning and going after tourists saying, we don't want you here, even though most of their economy is tourism. I mean, it's not just the Israel acting like this. It's nuts. I mean, the Israelis ought to be kissing Christians' asses and red carpeting them for tourism. But no, instead, Christians are being treated like filth over there now. And it wasn't like that 20, 30 years ago. And so the more Netanyahu gets Israel attacked, the more wound up and tribal the Jews get, you see. And then the more crazy they go, the more crazy everybody else goes. And now it just goes on. Yeah, I mean, I could find 100 new videos a day of Jews beating Christians up and spitting on them. Now, that's not all the Jews over there, but do the Jews understand the world is watching you act like crazy people? And I can look second, third, fourth order where this goes. All right, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. On all these big subjects, first-time callers. 877-789-2539. But really, your report card on Trump's what I'm really looking for. 877-789-2539. So, do you want me to read this article on InfoWars that has links to the Israeli news? I mean, this is really nasty stuff. Israel settlers again commit terrorist attack against Christians in West Bank. That's the State Department. That's Huckabee. Saying, whoa, we're kind of turning a blind eye while you wipe out the Muslims, but you don't need to attack the Christians. And in response, they're like, pound sand, old man. Just give us that Christian Zionist money and shut the hell up. Despite U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee's recent visit to the Tibet, the last fully Christian town in the West Bank, he went there to give it attention a few weeks ago to stop the attacks, during which he condemned the violence against the town and called for harsh consequences for the perpetrators. Aggressive attacks on the village, firebombing people's houses, churches. Early Monday, according to several local reports, Israeli settlers assaulted homes with stones and firebombs and everything else, attempted to set houses afire, threatened to the inhabitants with graffiti messages saying, we're going to get you, and again, burned up, blew up more things. German ambassador to Israel, Stefan Sibert, condemned the attacks Monday. Whether the target is a Christian village or a Muslim community, these extremist settlers may claim divine mandate. The only truth, they are criminals, strangers to any authentic faith. The Forum of the Holy Land, Christians also released a statement Monday decrying the terrorist attack and demanding an in-depth investigation into the international neutral body, accountability for the terrorist, and actions against those who incite the terrorists. And you got the IDF shooting Christians in the West Bank and Gaza and everywhere else. Vatican News reported that the attackers are part of an extremist Israel group called Hilltop Youth, known for setting up illegal outposts in Palestinian territory and committing violence against Palestinians in their land. According to terrorism expert Ami Pedhuzer, Hilltop Youth adhere, and we linked their sites, to the Khanist worldview, endorsing deportation, revenge, and annihilation of Gentiles that pose a threat to the people of Israel. Amid their latest attack in the village, the Israeli settlers reportedly set fire to the town's cemetery and the historic Church of St. George, one of the oldest religious landmarks in Palestine. Father Bahir Fawadi, parish priest of the Church of Christ the Redeemer in the village located east of Ramallah, recently lamented, "We do not live in peace, but in daily fear of siege." And it goes on with more examples. Now, here's another one. Israeli settlers attack West Bank Christian village again. Here's the statement by Ambassador Mike Huckabee condemning the terrorism. That was on July 16th, half a month ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's only getting worse. Meanwhile, over 40 Christians killed in ISIS-linked terrorist attack on Congolese Catholic Church, with hundreds of other murders. So this is what goes on in places in Africa like the Congo. So the average American thinks, oh, just support Israel, they're fighting Islam. And, yeah, you can say they are, and also stirring it up, and then putting radical Islamist groups in control so they have a new enemy. But Netanyahu wants to ship the Palestinians to Europe and the U.S. No, you can keep them. But Europe's waking up. Berlin's special visa program for Syrians, Afghans, and Iraqis has been scrapped. Interpol chief of their police force says 12-year-olds killed for $20,000 cash. They don't tell you in their statement what they're talking about. They're talking about North Africans and Muslims. Muslim aliens demand for female-only care of wife at Austrian hospital rejected. These people just demand everything, man. It is just something else. You know what? I got an idea for all the Middle Easterners. Just in average, your culture, what you do, what goes on over there. You got all our oil money. You got all the rest of it. I don't want to interfere in your countries. Israel, you can go over there, do whatever you want. Muslims, whatever you want. How about you just leave us alone? How about Israel doesn't have its lobby manipulating our government? And how about the Muslims trying to take over all these governorships and mayoral things and all your crap and running down the country and running down Christians and running down white people? If we're so bad, just go away. And by the way, the old days of us kissing your ass is over, okay? People are sick of it. We're sick of Ilhan Omar. We're sick of Benjamin Netanyahu. We're sick of all of you. And black Americans are sick of you trying to have a race war. And Hispanic Americans, more and more. And white people, we're done. We know the problem. It's these big corporations and these special interests that want to make us all fight with each other. And because we've been so politically correct and so into being guilty, Christianity's been taken over the last 60, 70 years and turned into this white guilt thing. It was England and the Protestants that banned slavery all over the world. It was white people made the first moves to ban slavery. The only places it's still going on is Arab places and places in Africa. I will no longer be told I'm evil because of the color of my skin when I have nothing to do with any of this. But liberals and liberal black people and all of them think it's like some piggy bank they've got. It's like some royal title that they're not white, so they get to tell me I've done something wrong and I'm out to get them. No, I'm smart enough to not blame everybody that's black or brown, and not even most of them, but your leaders, and you're trying to manipulate me and make me feel guilty, and instead, I resent you. And I'm sophisticated enough to not slide into hating all of you, and I've been warning for decades, all this anti-white stuff is designed to turn white people into rabid racists, be a survival mechanism so the globalists can then play all the sides off against each other. Because if we ever got unified around good policies and good monetary systems and good health care and good culture and unified around that and Christianity, that's how we don't all kill each other. People think sectarianly they're going to run off and create their own black community, their own white community. And maybe for a while you'll be okay and actually do good. Not because you're away from black people or white people overall, but because you're away from the cities and away from outside influences of the culture. But it's Hollywood and the left that is poisoning all of us. It's big pharma attacking all of us. So you can hide out in the countryside. Believe me, I know it's very seductive. And it's good to have that as a backup if you can. And good to, but you better take the country back or they're going to get you in the countryside later. You understand? There's no hiding in the sand or pulling your little turtle head in. We'll come back with your calls.
From the skies above, but Alex holds magic inside of his glove.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, Dano. All right, we are back live on this live Wednesday transmission. I want to go to your phone calls. I mentioned this yesterday, but I should mention it more. Tonight, 8 to probably about 10:30 Central, I'm going to be debating Nick Fuentes. And I do disagree with him overall that Trump's doing nothing on the border deportations. I disagree with him on, you know, that we should just get rid of Trump, and that Trump's overall bad. And I get his points, but it's going to be a real debate. It'll be a friendly debate. And people say, oh my gosh, he's a big racist. Well, compared to the liberals saying all whites are inherently evil and we need to get rid of all the white people at the universities. And it's just, no. The left's taking us there. And I think it's overall healthy to not be politically correct and not have all this wokeism. Now, he does it in a very flamboyant style on purpose. And he even admits, he goes too far. But I look forward to the debate. Now, I'm going to go on at 8 and cover all the latest news and stuff. And then he's going to come on at 9, where he's going to simulcast on Rumble on his channel, Nick J. Fuentes, and on X. And by the way, everybody else is welcome to pick up our feeds and restream them. This stuff all belongs to you. So join me tonight, 8 o'clock Central. And I'll call Nick. Maybe see if we can get him on a little bit earlier, too. But I know he does his show at 9. But if he wants to launch early, we can go at 8:30. But I went to bed at midnight last night and got up at 5 a.m. And I feel great, but I did a long hike and some swimming today, early this morning. So I got to get 5 hours sleep. And so I figure we'll shut it down about 10:30. If he comes on a little bit earlier, we'll get more than an hour and a half of debate. And we'll take some questions from his audience, because he's got that live feed, super chats and all the rest of it. We don't do that, but he does. So it'll be a debate slash discussion show tonight, 8 p.m. It kicks off Central Time at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. It'll be on the AJN Live feed on X as well, at AJN Live. Be sure and follow that there, the Alex Jones Network. The backup system, in case they shut it down, is growing. And more. But we should also probably post that on X, that graphic, and let people know the time. So just ask Chase or one of the other great crew members. Most of the tweets I write, but sometimes I dictate them, and I needed to do that. I forgot to do that. So please, let's take that graphic, let people know the show times, and to watch it at Real Alex Jones. And join us this evening. Okay, I just spent probably too much time on the Israel thing, because in the scale of things, this Russia thing is much bigger. But it's still important to cover. Let me hit this Russia thing, and then I'm going right to your phone calls. You have the EU cutting billions of dollars because of corruption to Ukraine. You have Trump slowing and stopping most weapons deliveries to them. You have a lot of criticism by Trump of Zelensky. The fact that he's not elected now for a year and a half, that he's banned even his loyal opposition parties and taken over the media and banned the Orthodox Church. And Russia wants free and fair elections over there. I think that's reasonable as part of the deal to end the war. And Trump has said to Russia, we may give heavy weapons to Ukraine to start bombing Moscow. Now he's given them 10 to 12 days as of yesterday. I hope that's just saber rattling. Russia came out and said, we're not taking those threats. We're not going to stop for our security. You wouldn't put up with this. We're not. If you got a real peace deal, let's do it. If not, you just keep your threats. And then Russia came out today and said, oh, you want 100% tariff on us? We already have total tariffs. It made us stronger. Please, we want you to do it. So the Russians aren't going to fold. And the smartest moves, I said for a long time, but with Barnes yesterday, would be to remove Zelensky. And I don't mean kill him, but the word I've heard is that for months, Trump's State Department and others have been talking to the political opposition, also talking to some of his top people, and now they're meeting with the EU people. And obviously NATO doesn't want that, but they're talking about removing Zelensky because he won't make deals either. Western and Ukraine officials held secret meeting on ousting Zelensky. So do I believe the Russians when they say this? I already said this. I already believe this before they said it. They say they have intelligence showing it. Top officials in Kiev saluted Western plans to replace the Ukrainian leader with former military chief Valery Zaluzhny, the SVR said. U.S. and U.K. officials have secretly met with key Ukrainian power brokers to discuss ousting Volodymyr Zelensky and replacing him with former military chief, according to Russia's foreign intelligence services. Yeah, I said months ago, though I can't pronounce his name well, that that's who they're probably replacing with. How do you say it? Valery Zaluzhny. In a statement yesterday, the SVR claimed Western officials had gathered at an undisclosed Alpine resort, like they always do, with top Zelensky aide, Andrei Yermak, Ukrainian military intelligence chief, and others, who is currently Kiev's ambassador to the UK. According to the agency, all sides agreed it is high time for Zelensky to be replaced and called the change a key condition for resetting Kiev's relations with the West and continuing Western military aid. The SVR reported the U.S. and U.K. officials told their Ukrainian counterparts They want the former military chief to become president. The agency claimed that Yermak and others saluted the plan and secured promises that they would keep their current post if the U.S. wanted took over. All right, so I believe that happened. But we will continue to watch that as it unfolds. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Please remember, we are still in the thick of the battle with the deep state. We need funds. We need support. We have big plans. Whatever happens, InfoWars to continue and actually expand. But this is the hill to die on, and we're winning. But it takes a lot of money to fight McCourt, but that's secondary. These products are incredible. So we have a gigantic sale going right now, store-wide. Buy a T-shirt, a ball cap, methylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detox, so good for your cardiovascular system. All of it. There's over 20 supplements of the best. Prebiotic, probiotic, gut cleanses, all of it. The very best turmeric, very strongest. It's all there. Buy one bottle already discounted and get a second bottle free at thealexjonesstore.com. But here's the catch, but it's a good catch. It's only for VIP members. But you get $40 to spend in the store each month when you're a VIP member in store credit for $30. So if you're going to buy anything in the store, you just made $10 with that. And you just cancel any time, then you get special deals, special offers, special sales just to you, and always big discounts on top of whatever sales there if you're a VIP. So it's like being an Amazon Prime member. Everybody does that because the deals are too good. But it's about forming the relationship. We already have over 70% reorder on the supplements, even higher on the methylene blue. But we want to form that relationship with you. And so you get incredible deals, and then you fund the operation. It is a win-win. And they're adding new incredible designs. It's we got to create a better system, though, to have different sections of the designs. It's over 500 designs now of the T-shirts and the rest of it. It's just insane. Some of the very best designs, some are goofy, but it's just some I made, some others made. Some of my designs weren't bestsellers. A lot of them are bestsellers. Very iconic stuff. I mean, it's some of the very best designs out there. Got kind of the 1776 genre, classic Americana. Got the Americana, modern Americana stuff. You've got the pro-Trump stuff, the InfoWars classic stuff, the comedy stuff. Still the bestseller is the Gulf of America shirt. We have the new fundraiser shirt, means we tack on a little bit extra cost to it if you really want to support us. A murdered out limited edition black on black InfoWars shirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Everyone should become a subscriber. Cancel any time for free. You only get benefits from it. But we want you to put the ring on it. And it's a mild commitment. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get 40 to spend. But when people become members, they tend to get better deals. We always get better deals. And then the relationship forms. That's what we want. And for those of you that have been on the fence and never tried our Ultimate Methylene Blue or Irish Sea Moss or Shilajit, you're nuts. What it does, these are the very best things out there. I'm only going to sell whatever the very best smoking, badass, highest rated thing is. Why the hell wouldn't I? Again, it'd be like if I had a restaurant. I'd want the highest quality food, great service, great location, decent pricing, so you want to come in all the time. I want you to be a regular. I want you hooked. What we sell is the best. The hats, Richardson hats, they're recognized as one of the best. It goes on and on. The shirts were already really good quality. They got even better ones. I mean, it's crazy. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. Let's go ahead and take calls here in the order they were received. Mordecai in Maryland on Israel, politics versus reality. Mordecai.
Hello?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Good. All right. First of all, long-time listener, a lot of respect for you. Just wanted to give you an idea. You've really pushed me in the areas of research to like the question, to be emotionally honest. All my life, I've been someone who's studied people, studied our world, our history as I guess us as humans, and that has led me, I guess, over the years to really debate, to explore, and to engage with everyone from my own faith, from my own community, from different races, and I've done that for some years now, and I guess where I want to be at here with you is just to create and to see if you and I could either debate or just explore together the difference between what I would call modern Israel and the biblical Israel. Israel being what I would believe is like the children of Jacob, us Jews, separate from, let's say, modern Israel, right? I don't trust politicians. I don't trust politics. I don't trust Bibi further than I could throw him, not because he's an Israeli Jew politician, but more so because he takes a place in politics. I think a lot of your points that you make regarding Israel and the Mossad are extremely valid, and we have enough evidence to say that we should definitely have our finger on the pulse there. But I think it's dangerous to conflate Bibi, Israel, Mossad, Israel, and then the Jewish nation at large from, let's say, if we're looking at it at a macro view.
Oh, listen, I totally agree. It's like, I don't like the communist Chinese government. I don't blame the Chinese people for that. And so, I mean, I agree with you. And but then they have a modern Christian Zionist view that whoever's in power in Israel, you must do what they say or you will be cursed. Well, and so I think that that is a manipulation as well.
Yeah. So I would agree with that. That testament, I don't know if it lives strong. Again, I'm only going to talk from my close, like, intimate relationship, let's say, that I have here in Maryland, in New York, and Florida. And I explore a lot, and I've had debates. I talk with rabbis. I talk with non-believers. I do a lot of outreach with, like, young kids. And
sure, but, I mean, in general, you think it's bad to do it, and it's a really bad look when some of the settlers are burning up the last few Christian churches, and even Mike Huckabee, that I'll just say it, is sycophantic towards Israel because he makes so much money off of it. I mean, he leads tours there. He's like, hey, guys, stop attacking the Christians. You know, this is bad for business, and they're not stopping.
Yeah, so that was.
And I understand it's a minority of the Jews doing it, but the point is it's happening.
Correct. And one of the things I wanted to get on is that if I could give a message on to any Jews that are watching or listening, And a message that I'm consistently trying to push via social media. Again, I'm doing this all. I'm not doing it for clicks. I'm not doing it for fame, for money. You know, I'm not doing it for clout. I'm doing it because I really believe a testament that you've given off a lot is that it's our job as humans, whether we're Jewish, Muslim, Christian, black, white, Asian, it's our job to get in the info war, to educate, to arm yourself, and then as best as you can, emit this energy to the world, and it will heal with us. So, but at the same time, every Jew that's listening, we do need to take responsibility. We have this idea called Chilul Hashem. It's when you embarrass God's name in front of the world. And one of the biggest versions of that would be when a Jew embarrasses another Jew on their actions, where the second Jew looks at the first one being embarrassing and says, one second, if this is his actions, then maybe I'm not really part of this religion. Maybe it's got it wrong. And that's one of the worst things a Jew can do. And I think the Jewish people right now, in light of everything that's been going on, let's say over the past 7 years, we need to realize how much light is being shed onto us, how many eyes are looking at us. And if we look throughout history, that when times like this come, the first thing the Jews need to do is realize, get out of the public eye. It's not about us. Stop making parades. Stop making attention onto yourself. We definitely have a story to tell. We definitely have trauma, obviously, in our history, as does many other nations. But our responsibility right now is any opportunity that we can show the world we are not here to fearmonger. We are not here to control. We are not here to create genocide and or murder. We're here to constantly walk with those next to us to heal the world. Now,
well,
I know
listen, an interesting call. I got to be fair to all the other callers, but I hear your point. And yeah, I mean, look, Michael Savage is pro-Israel, but he's America first. He's like, Netanyahu needs to go. I mean, the State Department is condemning Israel's settlers for terrorism. I mean, like, they're burning up Christian churches. This is, again, I'm like, oh, great, Israel's really screwing itself over now. It's like, stop it. And I get it. Israel's all wound up in a big tribal war. I don't agree with it, but it's just insane. And it goes back to the Native Americans and the settlers. I mean, the Native Americans, most of them were barbarous, murdering people. They'd come and say, help us kill the other tribe, we'll kill you. And then the settlers would get wound up and kill them, and then the Indians would massacre them, and then we'd massacre them. This is what goes on, folks. So I understand how this stuff operates. I am simply saying that this is leading down a very dangerous path because Netanyahu wants continual war to stay in power. And I can look where this is going, and it is bad. And I don't want to, I'm glad we got a call on that, but it's just like out of everything going on, it's not the most important thing, but it's definitely important. All right, Will in Wisconsin on Israel as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, Trump report card first, I would say A++ on the curve, B solid. You know, everybody knew beforehand that he's not the anti-Jew guy. I mean, he's from New York. He's the Chaos and Order president, Blood Moon Eclipse president, the Avenger, the Reclaimer, their Reaper, R. Obama. So I think he's doing a great job, especially when you compare it to other presidents. And with Israel, you know, I think it's on its face now that they're doing prima facie genocide, given the starvation, forced removal, the concentration camps. I saw videos of them, like, cooking next to the starving Palestinians and letting the smells waft over and making them tortured that way.
Well, the really bad stuff is, like, shooting 10-year-old kids that are playing with, you know, sticks in the street. And then, oh, it's an accident. And then it's like, you understand this is on international television. Like, it's they're like, we don't care. And it's just like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah, and it's on 4K. There's so much cell phone now. It's not like old grainy footage. So many different videos being posted by Hamas.
And again, we don't like the Muslims in general because they do stuff like that. So I don't want to hear, exactly. Oh, well, they're trying to kill us and they're barbarous. So we can, no, the good guys don't act like the bad guys.
They both need Jesus. They both need Jesus right now. And I think that's great for us worldwide. Also, I never hear people talk about maybe for the debate tonight how the world would be like if the U.S. only was the only country with nukes because our nuclear secrets were given to the Russians by two Jewish people, and it would be a totally different paradigm now. It would be America worldwide, and we would have a lot less of these problems. And also the organ.
Well, I mean, look, the Rosensteins were communists and did leak stuff, but. They were scapegoats. The scientific interest over there, scientific people in the Manhattan Project did not want the U.S. to be the only nuclear power. They thought that was dangerous. But look, the Russians would have gotten nukes a few years later without being given how to do it.
Maybe. But I also wanted lastly to thank you for covering the organ harvesting stuff. I really appreciate that. It happened to a relative of mine. They tried to take my own left arm at the hospital, believe it or not, saying that they had to remove it because it was going to cause infected blood to go to my organ. And I was like, you're not going to take my arm and left. So thank you very much. You saved my arm. I had to hold my grandma in my arms before COVID as after they ventilated her. And she survived the Balkan wars and communism and Nazis. And the hospital killed her. She was trying to tell me to take her out of the hospital. And I pussied out and didn't take her out of the hospital, and they later killed her, was shot. Same with my other relatives. The hospitals are killing people still after COVID, and the whistleblowers online are saying 70-odd% in some wards of those organs are going to foreign donors, not even American citizens. If their organs are getting harvested, at least can they go to Americans?
No, it's true. American. They're being given the U.S. is almost as bad as China on organs. I can talk to you all day, but I get other people. Thank you, Will. These are all great calls. So I hate cutting you off, but we'll never get to the next person we know. John in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Been listening to you since about 2010, and I got a couple of points. I'll get to them quick. I figured that this would give you a laugh. In 2010, I was listening to that Mark Levin. He was dogging you out so hard. Okay, I'd never heard of you before, and I live up here in McKinney. Never heard of you. He was dogging you out, and I'm like, who's this Alex Jones guy? So Mark Levin put me on to you, and I've been listening to you now for 15 years.
Yeah, Mark Levin's a neocon. He loves all these wars, so he's yep. A Bush guy. He always attacks me. The guy's a joke.
100%.
I mean, he's okay. Good on conservative politics and stuff, so I tune into a show on Fox, and I agree with all of it till it goes into war, and I'm like, no, I'm against that.
Yep, he was a pro-shot guy. Pro-vaccine guy when all of that, and that's when I quit listening to him. Okay, this is an important thing to remember about the Middle East, okay? I'm very pro-Israel, much more skeptical of the Zionist situation, pretty much same view as you have, okay? They have the right to defend themselves, but they don't have the right to do genocide against any religious group. But they've got that idea that they're the only ones that belong on that land, that it was given to them by Abraham. Okay? Christian people, and I don't mean for this to be a Catholic-Protestant argument. That's a different topic for different time. But all Christians should understand this. Israel means people of God. Christians are the people of God. Okay? We are the shining city on the hill. We are the new Jerusalem. Okay? Not, and the Jewish religion ended in 70 AD. And we as Christians know that the building of the third temple, or ones that have any common sense, is going to usher in the Antichrist.
I know this. You can see God working through Abraham, and you can see God's hand there. And some people say, oh, it's not Judeo-Christian. No, the Abrahamic religion has come out of that. But it doesn't mean Christianity is the old covenant. It is the new covenant. And right. Israel would not even exist now if it was not for the United States and not for Christendom. So I think Jews ought to sit back and think about that and see that hand of God throughout all of this in a larger plan. And the Bible says, and it's all coming true, that at one point the Jews will just absolutely have to know that's the case.
Alex, I got something for you to research. I think you'd be very interested in. Research Pope Pius IX when the Zionist movement started in the 1890s. And they said, you know, are you pro-Zionist? Are you for the Jews returning to this land? Because remember, way before them, the Catholic Church has been there since Christ walked the earth. And Pius IX said, I am not a Zionist, but if the Jews want to return to the Holy Land, we Catholics will be here to convert them.
Interesting. All right, thank you. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to Wayne, Cameron, Jay, Tom, Douglas, Digital Soldier, Sean, and Chris. That'll be it for calls, because after I get to you, amazing historian. And I already know who he is. He's a top historian, very accurate, but I already know all this stuff. And when I watched it, about an hour of this morning, when I didn't watch all 2.5 hours, I was like, gosh, I need to cover this more. Because I've covered all this so much, you know, in decades past, I need to kind of bring back the old stuff, because what's old's new. How central banks operate, that's coming up in the second half of the next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feed at Real Talk Show.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you, or allows you to make yourself, a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the result. resistance.
We are 60 minutes out from the amazing, intriguing, informative, heartthrob Owen Schroyer that all the ladies love. So he is coming up today. It is funny to go out in public with Owen. It's like pretty funny. It's still good to see the women have their instincts intact. And the ladies like me as well, but it's like a little more so with Owen. So it's good to have the competition around here. I mean, I'm a father, marry God, all that. I'm just saying, it's fun to see the ladies get excited, isn't it? It's all the good things in life. It's how we repopulate the world. All right, getting serious here. I got other news I'm going to hit on and things here and there that's really important I haven't hit, but let's go back to your phone calls. Wayne in Virginia, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Wayne.
Alex, it's a pleasure and an honor, brother.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you first that I believe those stacks, I've watched you doodle on those over the years, and I've thought often that you could probably auction those off at the end of the week on X or maybe on...
You know, that's a great idea. My little doodles, we should sell those. We need to raise money.
Those mustaches. I've loved them and thought, I guarantee you people would also. They'd frame them, you know.
What's on your mind, brother?
Delay. I wanted to... Well, I'll go Alex Jones on you, you know. You've heard of the Deagle Report. First of all, I was going to tell you, Biden drove this, like you said, I've heard you, into the ground. And if it wasn't for Trump in this last little while really reeling us in from the edge, we'd be in big trouble right now if Kamala was at the tiller, right?
We'd absolutely.
And that's why Powell is happy to keep it going in the same direction. That's what his bosses, I believe, want. Right?
Yes.
And you remember George Green in 2006, he said that they would kick it all off right there this way in Israel. I've heard you say that Israel was bought by the Rothschilds for Israel, right?
Yes.
To start the NWO in this fashion. And you and Kirk Elliott were just talking about these guys don't want to eat steaks and play golf. They don't. We're dealing with super satanic forces here. Look at little Madison Cawthorn. The young guy was invited to, what, a big cocaine party. We saw three or four of the leaders just enjoying their little coke round table recently.
Yeah, these are degenerates. Like, all of us that are normal never get sick of a ribeye, never get sick of a sunset, never get sick of playing with our kids in the pool, never get sick of praying, never get, it all just gets better, but never get, you know, we're just happy and like ourselves and like other people, and we're blinded by the fact that we're inherently overall good, we're still sinners and fallen, to think other people are like us. And as you get older, you learn, no, there's a lot of people that inherently like to do nasty, bad things. And in government and in high-level corporations, it's admitted the highest level of psychotics is in corporations at the leadership level.
The higher you go in government, the more the possibility that they are absolutely satanic. I mean, look at how quiet they all were when Trump was facing 700 years in jail. We didn't see him out there daily with press conferences like you and I would have been if there would have been dozens of Marjorie Taylor Greens.
Great points. Yeah, you have to understand evil's real, folks. The devil's...
And like you said, you can't hide in a fence post hole from the drones, even if you're out.
You can't do it. Thank you, brother. Thanks for the call. Everybody wants to talk about Israel. We'll be right back. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Israel under Netanyahu's tutelage is so out of control. Ultra-Christian Zionists like Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, is saying it's terror attacks on Christians, blowing up, burning up their churches, their houses, needs to stop. 2 weeks ago, now they've come out again. I mean, when you got Huckabee telling Israel, knock it off, and I don't mean everybody over there, but you know what I mean, you got a problem. And again, I'm not like, ooh, everybody's turning against Israel. This is, I'm sitting here. I threw out a bunch of topics to call in about. You know, Trump, Epstein, crossfire hurricane, treason charges, Obama, a new impeachment to strip him of his immunity. And nobody's calling in about it. I said, and you can talk about Israel if you want. And it's every caller. Well, there's one caller, Cameron, is on Russiagate and Obama, which I I'm talking about it, and I don't want to be in the position of having to harp on Israel. Not because I want to cover up for Israel, but also because I don't have a hard on for Israel. But because we were all brought up and taught to support Israel, I mean, at least I will, you know, most people in America were. And then we sit there and see Israel involved in all of our internal politics and things, and we see Israel following rules we don't have, you know, where Israel can have laws against non-Jews marrying Jews, and then we have the Israel lobby constantly lecturing us how we're bad because we're white or whatever. People are just sick of it. And I would just, I would tell Israel, reform yourself, get rid of Netanyahu, and go with the Trump-Saudi Arabia plan to flood money into Gaza and kick out the radicals, which can be done. Israel propped up Hamas and turned the place into a damn resort, just like Trump went to North Korea and Kim Jong-un cried and said, China won't let us do it. I mean, South Korea per square mile is the wealthiest people in the world per capita. North Korea is the most poor. And Trump wouldn't explain to him. And Kim Jong-un goes, I know that. I'm not allowed to do that. This is a system I got. It's what we do. And China won't let us. And I want prosperity for everybody. And Islam is a cancer. I don't want it here. You see it. The left loves it because it's anti-Western. You've got weird leftist Jews, you know, and others that are anti-Christian. So they fetishize Islam. I mean, it's like, let me give a newsflash to Jews in general in case some of you don't know. I know most of you do. Christians aren't your problem. There's almost 2 billion Muslims, and almost all of them want to slit your throat. And you're like, well, that's good. See, support us murdering them all. You're not. You kill hundreds of thousands of them, and you energize the whole thing. Give them golf courses, you dumbasses. Oh, boy, give them ribeye steaks and give them golf courses. We have to stop the war. We have nuclear and biological weapons. We are not cavemen anymore. It's got to stop. That's my two cents. Let's go to Jay in New Hampshire. No, excuse me. No, Jay in New Jersey. Jay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. First, about the Trump report card, I would give him a, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, an 8. But I really would want to give him higher if we have to see government people being arrested, in my view. I don't see how the country can ever come back from the lawlessness that took place under Comey, McCabe, you know, Brennan, Clapper, Obama, and Garland.
I totally agree. That's the number one issue is indictments, because their people are already still through the government and have a feeling of being above the law, no accountability, and feeling invincible. They must be arrested. That's how you exorcise the demon. The cancer must be removed.
Yeah.
And Obama not, and funding the whole Arab Spring and overthrowing our allies?
Yeah, and if they aren't arrested, then, you know, the next Democrat president will take it even further because he sees that he won't be accountable to the law. And I believe that from Comey to Garland and everyone in between, they all have to rot in prison for the rest of their lives to, you know, for what they did. So the next person that's in power won't repeat the
same. That's right. There must be accountability. There must be justice. This is existential threat. And if there aren't indictments of big, high-level figures, it's open and shut. Long before the midterms, we're going to lose the House and Senate, and Trump knows what that means. It must happen. That's why he's demanding it. So what do we do to make sure it happens? Because I'm told the Justice Department's been given the marching orders. You find the crime, you do it. And I'm told they're planning it. Well, it can't be quick enough. Let's not hesitate here.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I have such low confidence that something like that will ever happen, to see these government people go to prison. It hasn't gone anywhere close to there so far. So, you know, I'm hoping, but I'm not getting my hopes that high, because if you look at what Pam Bondi's been doing so far, it's just underwhelming. I haven't really seen any, you know, any movement in that direction.
No, instead they set him up with bad Epstein advice. And here's the deal. The Uniparty wants to keep stealing and robbing. And so they don't want to burn any of their people because it might create domino effects, because they all got dirt on each other. The deep state wants austerity to collapse the country in World War III. That's a far greater danger. And I'm talking to their logic. And so it has to happen, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, Douglas in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to start off, you know, I called in for Trump's report card, and I also want to give an Alex Jones report card with a triple A plus, man. I've been a listener since 2020. You really opened my eyes, changed my life. I can see how you touch a lot of people's lives in our communities up here in Sherman, Denison, Texas. And, man, I can't say enough about just what you're doing and your team and everybody there at InfoWars. Thank you.
Well, let me thank you for keeping us on the air, Douglas. We're nothing without the listeners and viewers and your support and your word of mouth. So thank you, Douglas.
Well, thank you. All right. So today for Trump's report card, I'm same as the last caller. You know, I'm really looking at this, and I think that if it weren't for you, we would be losing more ground with our base. I mean, you've really been on point with this. Do not shoot yourself in the foot. This is a critical moment. And I'm really glad to see that your wisdom is being able to filter through and help people see what they cannot see when they're so busy and they've got it clouded up on their desk. I really, really am grateful.
Well,
you
got my promise on this, Douglas. I say what I really believe is the best answer and the truth. I literally sometimes for hours just sit and just focus on topics that I'm not sure of until I get the answer. I don't say what I want to believe. I say what the best evidence says. And that's all God working through us, so thank you. But, yeah, people can know. When you tune in here, you're getting exactly what I really think. Unfiltered, absolute, what I believe is the truth. Now, as the Bible tells us, we all see through rose-colored darklies. We all are distorted. Only God has true clarity. But with me, you and you can hear the listeners, they're the same, our guests. You're getting sincerity, brother.
Awesome. And if I could leave you with one question, and I know this is something that you don't cover as much, and it may be because there's not much to worry about, but I, as a Texan, I'm really struggling looking at the way that Dustin Burroughs has sort of taken over everything. Everything's been managed by the left. I'm really struggling with what am I going to do here when we come up to the midterms. So if I could ask one thing, it would be, please continue to shine the light on our own home state. Make sure that our listeners hear that we're getting some of the information so that we can together make a great choice this year.
No, I totally agree. I got to jump because I want to answer your question. I have dropped the ball on covering Texas politics. I follow it some, and it's so horrible and so traitorous that a lot of times the topics, like I've had this Ghislaine Maxwell, Aleister Crowley stuff for a while, her whole family, it's Aleister Crowley cult. And I haven't covered it yet. In fact, where's that folder I have? Because there's so much more. So I'm not wanting to cover it because I want to cover it up. It's that I want to do real research that's so big, I don't get to it. But I'm going to do the Aleister Crowley stuff tomorrow. In fact, make me do that, Thomas. As Thomas pointed out, extra stuff to me. And it's the same thing. Texas, that would take hours. And Glenn Beck's network's been doing a good job covering that. But, I mean, again, I don't even want to get started. The Republicans gave co-leadership to the Democrats on the committees. They are sabotaging Ken Paxton because they want to keep stealing, and they want to, it's bad. And so Florida has problems, but it's the example. It's got its act together. And I would love for my home state to get its act together, but we got a bunch of corrupt lawyers running it, and there's some good Republicans. And they're obviously better overall than Democrats, but the leadership is a bunch of scum. And the governor sits by while the legislature sabotages our populist conservative agenda. And you know, I don't want to be mean to the governor. I don't want to think he's a bad guy. And he says a lot of good things and does some good things. But at the end of the day, he's a pussy. And I got information a decade ago about Governor Abbott from very good sources, and he's compromised. And that's why we have these problems. And I have to pick my battles. But Texas has a big problem. But the biggest problem in Texas, because I'm a Texan and I got family all over the state, is we've got such a sense of pride that we're the good guys and we're the conservatives and everybody, that we think we're always going to be a red state and we think we got it handled. And Texans, on average, are great people, but a lot of them are in la-la land. And Texans need to get their heads out of their asses. But I could spend all day, every day on this stuff in Texas. I mean, I still look at it. I still study it. And it just goes bad to worse. And and all the big tech money coming in. That's why Musk getting super hardcore patriot. He's been battling all the other big tech's initiatives. I mean, from the Soros DAs to the judges to the... I mean, that's why I'm like so pro Musk. I get to live here and he is like battling them and no one even knows about it. I mean, hundreds of millions, and everything he does is like good. And then people are just like, oh yeah, Elon Musk, he's whatever. No, I'm on the ground. And I see what he's doing. And that's why Trump and them running him off and doing all that, because Susie Wiles didn't like him, is bad move. Because I'm on the ground. I'm in the weeds. Go ahead, Sean in California. Israel, divide and conquer. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Alex Jones.
Welcome.
For the last over 20 years, I've been listening to you since I was in college. And I began my cloning research and eugenics and genetics research. And I found you. The only one telling me the truth all these years. I keep tuning in and buying your products because I want to get healthy. And the products work, people. I got to tell you. The methylene blue is the best one yet. I got a couple bottles. I take it, but I didn't want to talk about that.
No, thanks for don't. Thank you. You're the reason we're on the air, Sean. You remind me to take some methylene blue. Thank you, brother.
You tell the truth. You go ahead.
So you were doing cloning research in college, researching cloning, and let me guess, you tune in here and find, and like, cloning's way more advanced than people know, right? And then you hear me talking about it.
Yes, it is. They've probably cloned humans in China.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
And the cloning organs, and there's a lot more that people don't know. It's all the way down to the genetic level. They're trying to manipulate us through our food.
Well, let's be clear, Sean. They've been cloning humans at the embryonic level for 30, 40 years we know of, and then they terminate them before birth. But, no, there are clones walking the earth.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to think about it because I know the possibility of that is very real, and it probably is. It's hard to think about this stuff because it makes me want to puke. All the evil that they're doing to us, and I've seen it firsthand.
Well, what's on your mind on Israel and divide and conquer?
Yeah, they divide and conquer us. And the Cloward and Piven strategy is alive and well. And our governor, our mayor here, and I work in politics in California. I dislike it, but I did get the marijuana law passed. I'm proud of that work.
Well, brother, it's good to hear from you. God bless you. All right, let's go to Cameron in Michigan on another subject that I really wanted to talk about, but people love talking about Israel, and that's Obama and Russiagate, where that's going. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
Good. You know, with Obama and Russia, you know, it's just it's crazy. You got, you know, Obama covering up all these files and the Obama DOJ just putting Trump's name in there. One of my worries I have with this is what if Pam Bondi, who, again, did a terrible job with the Epstein files, how are we going to make sure that she knows, you know, that she does the right things to get these people prosecuted? Because these people need to be prosecuted.
Yeah, because their minions are still in the government.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, it's like you find a rattlesnake in your bed, and then you just throw it out of the bed and let it slither off in the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to get the rattlesnake. Well, my intel, it's not intel. I've been told by high-level Justice Department, they've been told, green light, indict their ass. And you see Trump saying it every day, indict, indict, get Obama, get, you know, get him, get him. The question is, will Pam Bondi do her job?
100%. And, you know, Trump, I believe that his second administration has been a lot better in terms of who he's appointed, but there is definitely still those holes. And, you know, again, also Congress, they're another big part of it. I think, what, they have a 13% approval rating.
Oh, yeah, and you've had Congress, Speaker Johnson and Senate Leader Thune, trying to block recess appointments.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
It's ridiculous. And by the way, I don't want to go completely off topic, but I've been watching you since I was 11, and I'm turning 19 tomorrow. So I decided, I'm like, you know, got to give him a call. He's doing calls right now.
Well, happy birthday, Cameron. We appreciate you. Chris in California, then Digital Soldier. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I'll plug your X2 because I haven't heard people plug that in a while, and I just took it with my methylene blue, and it is an awesome combination. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, they go together in the mitochondria and energy. It's you can't hype it. You can't overhype it enough. I mean, if listeners just knew what X2 and methylene blue do together, I take it together, just did literally during the last break. I got X2 and methylene blue in this glass of water right here. If they knew what it did to your life and your stamina, energy, libido, everybody would be on it. We'd be 24 hours a day. With the funding, we'd have reporters all over the world. But people are saying, you know, 0.1% ever buy anything. Millions of listeners, like, yeah, right. It's not, you know, everything else is a scam. I'm not going to listen to him. All right, that's their loss.
Oh, yeah, it is, because I see all the electricity. I feel the jolt. Like, I get all the effects.
Well, that's
like,
because it creates
cool.
The proper electrochemical activity in the cell. The reason you actually feel electricity when you take it, most people, is because it is literal electrochemical electricity intensifying in your body. I mean, it's not like a stimulant that turns up the cell's activity but makes it tired. It cleans it, makes it healthier, while you get more original core electrical energy. Methylene blew my finger right there. I mean, it's so unbelievable. And then I'd take it, and my doctor said, get on it 6-7 years ago, and I bought the USP. He said I barely felt it. My wife likes it, so she had 5 or 6 brands. Ours, it's true. Just try somebody else's, try ours. Ours is way stronger.
Yeah, it's fun.
So you're a Catholic, it says, on Palestine and Trump. So what's your take?
Oh, I'll say I live in California, so I'm happy with Trump with a lot of the ICE raids and everything. I know I wear my USA shirt. I get frowns. I don't really care, but I think he's doing good. He might not. A lot of people get upset because I think he does the swerve. Like he can't just hit. We can't just do things point blank. So he has to swerve, and he does a little bit here, a little bit there. But overall, I mean, everybody says last 6 months, who could really say that he's doing a bad job?
I mean, it's night and day compared to the Democrats, so I'm going to ask Nick Fuentes that tonight. Okay, you can do better here and there, but would you rather Kamala in? Thanks for the call. By the way, I don't really plug InfoWarsStore.com because it's almost sold out of everything. They're trying to shut us down. You order it, you get it. We got a hearing the 13th. We're probably going to win, pray, but X2 is still available there. It's almost sold out. We have fish oil back in stock, the very highest quality, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's critical you do that. But I mean, we are so to the wall. And we've survived so much. People think that's hype. We shut down. People are going to flip out. But I've not backed down. I've not pulled punches. I'm 110% trying to stay on air here. But I've built backups. And you're the only reason we're still here, folks. So thank you for the support. All right, let's go to Digital Soldier. He's our tell gunner before I come back with this incredible economic news and historical news. Digital Soldier, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. It's Top Gun's Digital Soldier. I'm calling from Cali. How's it going, Alex? It's my first time calling. I wanted to talk about Obama, the whole post that Trump just did on Truth. And my question with that is, what does it look like after he's indicted, if he's indicted, if Pam Bondi actually does her job and him and the rest of his minions are indicted and they're actually put through trial and they're actually arrested?
Yeah, that's a great question. They got to have an impeachment of Obama to strip him of presidential immunity. But as for others, it's going to be a firestorm. The deep state's going to go crazy. They're going to they have all these high-powered lawyers. But it will create so much confidence in the population. The stock market will explode. Trump's approval will explode. His candidates will all start winning even more. And a bunch of their minions will turn state's evidence and panic and run because they never believed there would be any justice or accountability. It will be spectacularly positive, but they might set off a nuke and say Iran did it or do a false flag. So it's also very dangerous.
Yeah, I was thinking they would start sending out BLM and Antifa to, you know, the cities and all that stuff, you know, to cause, civil unrest.
100% they're going to try to launch civil war, but nobody's going to buy it. They already tried with the No Kings thing. Yeah, no, that's their default. John Podesta plan. That's what they're going to do. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, cool. Yeah, that answered my question.
Digital Soldier from California. We appreciate you calling. All right, I'm going to come back and introduce this with this famous historian who's dead on about what the central banks are doing, the real history of World War I, World War II. You don't want to miss this information with Tucker Carlson. Coming up, share that live feed. Real Alex Jones now.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force. Force and BrainForce Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of Evelyn Blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
Well, listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tonight, 8 p.m. Central, Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show. At any station you want to pick it up, it'll be on the satellite and the network feed. I will debate Nick Fuentes. 8 p.m. I kick off the news. 9 p.m. he comes on. We debate for an hour and a half or so. Look for that tonight and share the link. You are the Paul Revere's. All right. So when I saw this interview this morning, it was 2.5 hours long. I watched about an hour of it. It was just all dead on history and reminded me this is stuff I've covered a lot in the past that we need to get back into. So world-renowned economist and historian Richard Werner on where money comes from, banks just created out of thin air and keep a pile for themselves and then socially control society and governments with it. And the first clip I want to play, and I'm going to play some excerpts here, was the head of the German Central Bank and the American Federal Reserve were won by two brothers in World War I. That's the Warburgs. And it's the same thing with World War II. And it's the same thing today. The same shareholders have the EU central bank that gets interest rate cuts, but we don't over here. The Federal Reserve is part of that same combine. And I noticed like a third of the comments were calling him anti-Semitic. They didn't point out that the Warburgs were Jewish or Rothschild bankers. But that's what Anthony Sutton in the Frank Church Committee hearings and the U.S. Senate secret records, but it what was about the private banks funding both sides. And nobody even pointed out that some of the central bank heads were Jewish. The media does that. Here's Tucker Carlson saying banks are funding both sides of wars. That's wrong. And then getting into central bank digital currencies and how the banks do this. And the attack is he's anti-Semitic. See, it's people using that to call people anti-Semitic that supercharges all of this. We're just trying to talk about the Federal Reserve and what it's doing currently and the history of it. And then people, Jew. And people are like, okay, why'd you do that? And at the end of the day, the ADL and others know what they're doing. Because the more people then attack Jews, the more they get funds to protect the Jews. It's just incredible because I wasn't going to bring that up. I wasn't thinking, oh, Warburgs are Jewish. I'm talking about Jews all day. But then I saw the comments. Oh God, the anti-Semite. This is all historically true. And then the Bushes took over the main bank of the Warburgs, Prescott Bush, Senator Bush in World War II. And it got a lot of the hidden Nazi money in Argentina and the rest of it. So it's very sick. Like Madeleine Albright's dad was Jewish, but helped round up the Jews and rob them for Hitler. And down low, you had Soros doing it. So, you know, it's a very sick historical thing that went on. So here he is on world wars being financed by both sides of the same bankers. Then we'll go into a few key clips that I thought were most important. But the full 2.5-hour interview on the Tucker Carlson Network on X and everywhere else is must watch. Here's some excerpts. And then Owen Schroyer, in 23 minutes, takes over with the War Room. But tonight, 8 p.m. Central, the debate on Trump with Nick Fuentes. So join me and share the link. But here is the historian and economist, Tucker Carlson.
The central bank of the United States, the Fed, was created right before the war. What was the role of the central banks during that war?
From 1917, the U.S. and Germany were at war, and their economies, organized as war economies, at the pinnacle of the war economies are the central banks. So who were the key players in the German central bank, the Reichsbank, which was 100% privately owned? It was somebody called Max Warburg, or Max Warburg, you might say in English. And who was at the pinnacle, in fact, was a founder of the Federal Reserve, and who was the key person there? Paul Warburg, his brother. But of course, the soldiers have to kill each other, and these two countries are
Wait. The head of the German Central Bank and the head of the American Central Bank were run by brothers during a war between the U.S. and Germany?
Yes. Now, what Professor Sachs and Peter Boone were arguing was that, you see, how if you're a Japanese landowner, you own this super expensive real estate, and now you figure out it's probably better if I buy half of California, let's say.
Which they did.
So let's do it. They were arguing, well, they would have to sell the land. Now, who's going to buy Japanese land? And it was true that foreigners were not buying Japanese land. It was totally overpriced. No foreigner would buy Japanese land. So only other Japanese would buy it. But that means the money stays in Japan. And that means there's no link. So that was their argument, you see. But I realized that's not how it works, because I'd spoken to a lot of practitioners. That's not how it works. And the solution is, and it's the solution to many other puzzles in economics, to essentially almost all the big puzzles, and there's many in macroeconomics. Macroeconomics has not been successful for 200 years.
I've noticed.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a failure for 200 years, no progress. And that's actually official. There's a study in the, Journal of Economic Perspectives, which is, you know, it's quite a highly ranked journal, in 2019 by two Stanford University professors about progress in economics, and they mention that, oh, sadly, we haven't had any progress in macroeconomics for at least a century, okay? And why is that? So the solution to all this, and why economics has made no progress, is bank credit. Now, bank credit, and actually you should say fully bank credit creation, this is a concept that's been a taboo or a secret in economics. Banking has been frozen out of economics for a long time. There's no banks in economic models and theories. And that's, of course, also why they don't work. Because in reality, if you ask some ordinary people in the business district of any town, they will tell you, you know, what's important in the economy? They will mention banks.
Yes.
But ask an economist, an academic research economist, and they will not mention banks.
Well, ask any person, who do you owe money to? The bank. Some exactly. version of a bank.
Exactly. Yes. Well, the reason is that the economists follow this theory that banks are just financial intermediaries. They just, you know, gather deposits here, do their analysis, credit analysis, you know, risk assessment and all that. And then they allocate the funds and invest. Okay?
Right. They just take a percentage. They're a pass-through.
So they're intermediaries.
Yes.
But that's wrong. That's not what they are. It's one theory of banking, and it's still the one that's still dominant. All the textbooks and the leading journals, they still use that. But actually, if you look into it, you realize there's three theories of banking. A second theory, slightly older, that was dominant until the 1960s, so-called fractional reserve theory, and you may have heard this fractional reserve banking. What is that? Well, this theory says, and this part is similar, each bank is a financial intermediary. It just collects deposits and then does the analysis, lends out the money. But in aggregate, as banks interact, there's money creation. Oh, and that's where students' ears should have pricked up, money creation. They even talk about a money multiplier. What? That's the second theory. Now there's a third theory. And that one had been made out to be a wacky conspiracy theory.
Oh.
But it is the one that was more or less quite widely known until about a century ago.
Mm.
And that's the credit creation theory of banking. And this one says, banks are not financial intermediaries. Banks are special. They have a unique power that no other player in the economy has. And that is the power to create money. And actually that theory had been called all sorts of names like, oh, this is kooky people and, you know, cranks. Keynes said in his general theory, or it was the treatise on money, you know, these are the cranks who talk about the banks creating money.
I think the average person believes the ability to create money is reserved for governments alone.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, I did a survey with my students in Frankfurt in 2011. My audience was getting larger when I was teaching at Goethe University Frankfurt. I was only sort of for a few years substitute professor, optional courses. So the first one was only 50 students, but next one was already 150. In the end, it was 450. Everyone was there, also from politics and law. And so I thought, oh, this is a great audience. Listen, guys, let's use these numbers. Let's do a survey. So I sent them out to, you know, because if you've got so many people, then if everyone does 10 questionnaires, you know, you're talking big numbers. So we did a survey of central Frankfurt. And one of the questions asked was just this question. Who do you think creates and allocates the majority of the money supply in the economy? And to make it easier, here's multiple choice answers. The government, the central bank, the financial markets, the banks, and so on. You know, give a few options. or savings, you know. People through their savings, you know, which is another economic theory. So, and the answer was, just as you said, and you know, you spoke the facts, 84% responded either the government or the central bank are the ones that create and allocate the majority of the money supply. Because that's common sense. You know, it's something very important that clearly affects everything and everyone. It should be in the hands of the government. It's what people feel. But it's not true. That's not how it works. And so what is the answer? Well, of these three theories of banking, which one is correct? Well, what's the scientific thing to do? Is to do an empirical test. That's what a scientist would do. But it turns out I was the first to do an empirical test of the three theories of banking.
Empiricism and economics? I didn't know that happened.
Exactly.
You ran experiments and replicated them? I thought that was...
Exactly.
Here's a depressing but true statistic. Nearly half of American adults say they would suffer financial hardship within 6 months if they lost their primary income earner. That's a telling sign that people are living on the edge. Many of them, the economy's fragile. That's true for millions and millions of people. What do you do about it? Well, life insurance is one of the best ways to protect yourself from potential hardship. We recommend Policy Genius to get it. Policy Genius's plans offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It feels complex to buy life insurance. They make it really easy. They help you compare.
The replication is debated, whether you can always replicate it. But certainly you can test. You can do tests. And we can certainly control for certain things. And that's what it did. And I thought it's crazy that, you know, you had for over a century this debate between these two theories, but nobody had actually done the scientific thing. So let's find out. Let's just test with the data and observation which of the theories is in line with the data and which is rejected by the data. Now, to do this, I needed a bank that would cooperate. And my plan was, well, I'm going to take out a bank loan and we're going to watch inside the box, inside the bank's accounting system, how are they accounting for this and what transactions are taking place when I take out my loan. You know, the intermediation theory says deposits get lent out. The fractional reserve theory says that the bank needs to have excess reserves at the central bank and that's then used for the new loan.
Yes.
And the credit creation theory, you know what it says? It says when you get a loan, no money is transferred to your, it's transferred away from anywhere else. And you just credited new money out of nothing that is not transferred away anywhere inside or outside the bank, which seems, you know, quite sort of extreme.
Like magic.
In fact, one uses, the convention is to use Latin for this. The money is created ex nihilo, yeah, out of nothing. So when it did the empirical test, the conclusion was the financial intermediation theory is rejected and the fractional reserve theory is rejected. Banks create money out of nothing. By the way, you can look it up. It's the most downloaded paper of all Elsevier publications called, and it's open access, so can banks individually create money out of nothing?
Any bank. Just to be clear, not just central banks.
Any bank. In fact, that's the whole point. We're talking about normal banks. With central banks, it wouldn't be a surprise.
But the Bank of Omaha can
just... Yes, any bank creates money. When you take out a loan, the money that you're given as the borrower didn't previously exist. It is net new purchasing power that is being created and added to the money supply. You know, the Fed was created on the pretext, on the main argument, because there's lots of doubters who didn't want the Fed. It's very un-American, was the general view. And they were very sneaky to actually get the Fed and get the law passed. They used some of the rules on how you can schedule a vote, and they went for the most obscure procedure, which is easy to overlook, that there's actually a vote. And the vote was on the 23rd of December, and most congressmen actually weren't even aware. But in any case, they're already gone for Christmas.
Yes.
And so it's just the hardcore group of insiders, and they voted the creation of the Fed. That's how it was done. But in terms of arguments in favor of establishing the Fed, the main argument is the lender of last resort function. And it's true that if you have a fantastic bank, very solid, strong, conservative, is doing well, is helping many small businesses, good bank. If a very convincing, nasty rumor is circulated, and let's say it's effective and people believe the rumor and they just run for their deposits, they all pull out the deposits, that good bank will be in trouble. That is true. Of course, there's policies against that you could do, but the argument was, well, the best is to have a central bank because they can provide endless liquidity through money printing, which is, you know, internal money, you know, reserves, or if needed, if they want cash, you know, the central bank provides the cash. Paper notes, and therefore this good bank will not go bust. And that is sort of convincing. But when it came to that, beginning of the Great Depression, what did the Fed do? It let more than 10,000 banks go bust. In the nastiest way. These were banks that were small, lending to local businesses, to the farmers in particular. And they let them go bust. Now, in the 1920s, there was mechanization of agriculture, you know, tractors and so on. So there's expensive equipment and the banks were giving the loans. The farmers were taking the loans. Now, these banks were bust. Well, they were taken over and by big banks, bigger banks, and banks that were part of the Fed cartel. But to lose 10,000 banks is just such a setback for the economy. Unbelievable. Now, you'd think, oh, good for the farmers, you know, at least they're out of these loans. No. Number one, when the banks went bust, there was no deposit insurance. These families, these farmers, these small businesses, they all lost and their personal savings. All that money they had in the bank was gone. That wasn't refunded. Okay. Number two, you'd think they'd be off the hook from their loans. No. The banks were then taken over, bought cheaply, and they still had to repay the loans. But they had nothing left, and they were destitute.
Wait, you lose your deposit but keep your debt?
Yes. That's
yeah. How does that work?
That's a Federal Reserve policy. Of course, the Fed could have done it very differently. Instead,
where was
saved
President
those banks.
Roosevelt in this, the man of the people?
Well, the banking systems, once you set up a central bank that's not controlled by the people, then you're in the hands of the central bank. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York is 100% privately owned, and that is really the center where all the decisions are made. You have the Washington board of the Fed, but that's a political shop. The actual central bank operations are all in New York, 100% privately owned.
What
happened in the 1930s is therefore these farmers became destitute. The land was the collateral for the loans they couldn't repay. They lost their land. They lost their livelihoods. Some lucky ones became day laborer on the farms that they previously owned. The unlucky ones starved. There was starvation in the United States of America of honest farmers. And it's really read The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. These are better descriptions of economic reality than the economics textbooks where they tell you banks are financially intermediaries, so we don't need to talk about banks. that's for sure. So the central banks, when push comes to shove, they pursue the agenda of concentrating the banking system and reducing the number of banks, which increases the power of the central banks. But we were talking about the three theories of credit creation, and so conclusion there was, I did the empirical test, banks create money. They are therefore the most powerful economic player in the system because they're special. They have a license to print money, and the majority of the money supply is created by banks. But it was only in Japanese. So one day I got a call from a Reuters journalist. From Reuters, listen to this name, British guy on the phone apparently, and he mentions my book. Oh, so I thought, oh, that's impressive because it's all in Japanese. And usually, the foreign journalists, they don't speak Japanese. So I was quite curious. So, and I expected, he wants to interview me on the book. And then he said, oh, no, it's about your book, but it's a personal matter. Really? Personal matter? Yes. I'm calling. It's a private matter. I want you to help my wife. Right. Well, I'm confused. Can you explain? Well, you see, her job is to translate your book. Well, hang on. This book has been translated. It's a great translation. I helped with it. The publisher, we sat together. We're really word smithing every sentence to make sure it's got the right nuance. I wrote it in English, yes, but it's a very good translation. What do you mean? Her job is to translate my book. Yes, her job is to translate it back into English. She's given a very tight deadline. And, if you give us the manuscript, the original English, then she's done with her job. Excuse me, what? I own all the language rights. I've sent it to some American publishers. I'm still waiting for the result. This is like a pirated translation. I'm sorry. I mean, I'd love to help you and your wife, but I can't do this against my own interests. So I had to decline. Now, he did say where she worked, and it was one of the major, I don't want to say it, I don't want them to get in trouble, even though it's 24 years ago, but it was one of the major places in Japan that are more considered official, where you also think, well, hang on, why do they need to read this in English? Because the Japanese people are quite happy. If something is in Japanese, they will only read the Japanese. You've got a choice. Nobody will say, okay, I'll read the English. So it was clear there's somebody outside Japan who wants to read this, but who could use one of the major, was considered government institutions as a translation bureau. Well, the puzzle was solved a few months later when somebody came to visit me from America, from Washington, head of one of the think tanks and economists. I'd met him before. He knows me. You know, he's doing Japan. He wanted to, a lot of people came through to see me on Japan and asked me on my analysis. And so, you know, we met and first thing he says, Richard, great book you wrote on Japan. Princes of the Yen? Well, hang on. You don't read Japanese. No, of course not. No, I don't. But, you know, the translation is circulating in Washington. and then, you know, a few months later, I got the call from the U.S. Embassy. It was, you know, clearly a Japanese lady working there, very polite, as you'd expect, Professor Werner. We have a request from the U.S. State Department. It's like, okay. There's a senior person from the State Department who wants to arrange a meeting with you. Well, I guess that's in Washington. I have no plans to go to Washington at the moment. Sorry. No, he's coming to Tokyo to see you. So I thought, okay, let's meet in a public place as opposed to a dark alley. And sure enough, when we met, the main message was, you know, the CIA is watching you. That was the message. That was the main message. It was like there's no quizzing or trying to manipulate me or get me out. You know, it's just the CIA is watching now what you're doing.
They weren't trying to learn from you. They were trying to tell you something.
No. Actually, somebody suggested when I told them the story that also was my opportunity to ask for something. Like, you know, be president of one of the Federal Reserve Banks in the U.S. as part of the deal to stop talking about credit creation. Actually, it reminds me, I need to finish another story I started, you know. I told you about Keynes moving away from the truth.
I want to pause and savor this for a moment. So you publish this book in Japan, in Japanese, explaining the Japanese recession, and within a few months you get a visit from the CIA.
Yeah. Well, I'd spilled the beans on what is the most powerful mechanism for both economic growth and prosperity, or arranging for the boom-bust cycles. And, of course, this is something that's been happening across the globe in the last 200 years quite a lot. And I was mentioning names. And I did – okay, I need to tell you to finish that before we come back to the to Ben Bernanke and colleagues. After that visit, all the U.S. publishers sent back their polite letters turning down my book. I mean, imagine, this is a book that was the number one bestseller in Japan. It did have a chapter in it on the U.S. There was a link. I had a chapter on Asia, the Asian crisis, same story. And I had a chapter on my encounter with Alan Greenspan. And based on that encounter and some analysis, I concluded, and that was in that chapter, that actually the Federal Reserve is...
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambuca's gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.